celebrating 3 years of bringing you the very best in LGBT talk programming. This is
Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening. It's a couple minutes after 7. Sorry for the delay. We had a couple things we had to do before we became fully live. We are in studio. It is 7 o'clock-ish. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. That is me. This week, we have a varied in-studio panel. Typically always with us is Katie June, Marnie Ryer,
Hi.
Al Perkins. But Al Perkins is MIA somewhere on the East Coast. He keeps posting a lot of fucking pictures. I can tell you that much. So in Al's place this week is Aaron Henderson.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron.
A lot more hair.
Some of you may remember Henderson as Ernie, which Al sometimes refers to her, which is Marnie's girlfriend, Aaron, who recently bought a house.
Precious.
And you were out of town in Peru. Which is more than out of town. That's out of the country.
Uh-huh.
It's a little more than just
out of the hemisphere, really.
Oh, well, there's that. Yes. Yeah. But what time is it in Peru now?
Oh, it's only 9 o'clock at night. It's only a two-hour difference.
Oh, different. Okay, got it.
But it's way down.
Way down there, yeah. And you were ready to come home, I heard.
I was ready to come home. It was winter there, and they said winter was 60 to 70 degrees, so I dressed for 60, 70 degrees. It was like 40s and 50s high.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. It was cold.
Gotcha.
It was cold.
Also with us in studio, now some of you may have been listening to Katie talk the past few weeks. If you know we're on Facebook or have seen anything about it in local media rags, Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Bars is coming in just a couple weeks.
It's
not understand.
Well, the All-Stars. It
is coming up. And this year it's the All-Star Edition. So people who have previously done it have been asked back to compete again. And Katie June is here with her dance partner, Sean Nerdahl.
Yay!
If you would like to donate to Katie's cause, simply go to katiejune.com. That's K-E-T-Y-June.com. It'll take you right to her donations page. If you're friends with her, you can just throw money at her. She'll literally take it and put it in the same account. Won't you?
Yeah.
Sure.
If by same account you mean underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Just write that. I'll save it in my little Katie bank.
No, actually, yes, I will take any money from anybody.
I don't have
for any reason. And
it's in your car, I know.
I look at you guys, I'm like, anyone? Yeah. Anyone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Keep looking.
I'm actually raffling off a date with my little sister to raise money, so I'm kind of a pimp.
Yeah.
Nice.
And she's kind of a pansexual. And,
wow.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, according.
I know. Right. We were out at the Cash. She was doing her out with some friends for a friend's birthday, and I made $60. Right?
Oh.
$5 tickets. So,
wow.
A lot of ladies, some of them are kind of old, want to date my sister.
Which kind of really turned my stomach just now.
Some of them were very strange. Like, some women were like,
well, you're at the Cash, Katie.
I know. And, like, I don't want to alienate Cash.
It's too late.
I know. God love it.
Too late.
And
they're all country dancing right now anyway.
Yeah. So most of them were Morgan's friends. Obviously, okay. They were her friends. And some of them, like some of my friends from Phoenix Pride, and who were kind of goofing on the whole idea. They're like, I hear you're raffling your sister off. This is going to be scary.
Sure.
I'll take a ticket.
You know? Like, kind older people?
So there was this one. There were a couple of women that were total strangers.
Oh.
That, like, saw her, maybe.
Is that sweet or is that gross?
I think it was weird. And I don't know if I actually drew their name, if I'd be like, yep, Morgan, this is your own outfit. Stranger number 3.
Well, and quite frankly, if you did, maybe you could be like, here's your $5.
I know.
We're good.
But she's doing a personalized workout sesh, because that's kind of her thing. And like a date to Postino, like dinner and drinks at Postino. I have a Postino gift card.
Nice.
So
smart.
Yeah.
Smart to use what you got.
So we're bringing
your
in the money.
And the gift card.
And I'm raffling off New Kids on the Block tickets.
I saw that. And how much is that shit? Because I'm in.
10 biznones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Nice.
I have very few people that have actually entered, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
Well,
the odds are in your favor.
Oh,
may they ever be in my favor. Yes.
Ever.
Ever.
That's a good call.
Well, I'm believing we all had kind of rushed days. I know I did. I always try to reserve Tuesday to be kind of a non-day, and I went to hell quickly. So Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know what you've been up. You have yogurt on the whatever you we are having. What is
yeah,
that?
It's my like fake scarf. That's a because I'm always cold in here. But I don't have an actual scarf, and I forgot a sweater, so I had to pull Palmer's blanket from the car that has yogurt all over it.
For those of you in the chat room claiming that you can't hear us, apparently you can, because Harrison just says she can, and she's the one who has the most difficulty. So, and Al says he's got it on his phone. Can't, I don't know. He's got electronics issues, too, so wherever he is, I'm not sure what he's
doing. Plus, he's drunk, I bet. Yeah, but I'm impressed that, you know, he's got that pulled up on his phone.
Yeah.
Hi,
Al. He's getting better.
Hi, Al. Hello, Harrison. We've not had a chance to discuss with Al how we're going to get him into the show this week so we can do a check-in. So, Al, if you are able to hear us, let me know if you're on a wireless network and you are able to FaceTime with us, or we will just actually have you call my phone and we'll plug you in through that. So we'll see if that works.
That's exciting.
I like it.
And just also let me know, when the hell you want to do that? We're here for 3 hours. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the yogurt thing's good.
Also danced with Sean today.
Yeah.
He's making me do very, very hard things.
I saw.
Very hard for me. I have to tell you, I was stretching with Palmer, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
I was thinking
about this earlier, and I was told Sean. So I was, this morning I was doing stretches with Palmer, and I had her put her legs out and just touch her toes. That's like a normal, easy thing.
Should be for her.
That anyone should be able to do.
I can't.
But you're like, you get the general direction, right? Like if you sit on the ground and
Depending on the day.
I like touch your toes. Like you start. So I said to Palmer.
Oh, my toes.
Yeah.
Oh, totally different.
Yeah. But
it's another story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
So I say to Palmer, touch your toes. And she literally like does a back bend. Like that. She like starts like doing weird back contortion things.
Atta girl.
Like, doesn't get the idea of touching her toes, although it's so easy. And I look at her and I'm going, how come you don't get this? And I'm thinking, oh, that's what Sean feels like every day. He goes, no, it's just a 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't move my feet.
No, Katie does a really good job. Yeah. She's actually a very, very fast learner. She's very hard on herself, but
it makes me feel good. This is like the rubbing your back. Right. Massage, like, you're doing so well. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Right? Think of what
We're
I taught you. Think about that.
Yeah.
I was laughing when you snapped a picture. Do you dance with your phone in your hand all the time?
No.
Because when you snapped a picture of the two of you and something,
right,
and I'm like,
right.
Fucking Sean must be over this.
Right.
Put the phone down, Katie.
We're like moving. I'm like, one second. Just 1 second.
Oh, no. That was funny. I thought, very funny. What is all that, Marn?
Water.
Underwater? Oh, it looks kind of got a different color to it.
Mine has oranges, like all kinds of oranges.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, look at hers. It's all
mine's
rainbow.
Mine's that color, except mine's wine.
Yours is even better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Later, you won't even be able to see those colors on your cup.
Yes, exactly.
Or there'll be a blur.
Well, it's okay.
I can't reach.
Lovely. Well, Marn, you said that you had a little... Oh, well, actually, I didn't mean to bypass you, Sean. Normal day for you, or just...
Well, actually, I'm on vacation this week.
Oh, then fuck you. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you didn't have any problems today.
Actually, I decided that today I was going to try to be like a housewife, do the cleaning, cook some dinner, all that stuff all this week. But I have found that actually it's a lot harder to schedule all that stuff in than you would think.
Yeah.
The time goes by so fast. I was rushing to get here. These things took a lot longer.
Well, you didn't have to make those, but I am
and
thrilled.
What is that happening right there?
They are strawberry-filled cheesecakes.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's turn that microwave up.
I was trying to be.
Yeah, they look fantastic from here.
You did it well. On 4th of July, I did ones with like this mascarpone and put this whole thing together.
Is that the one where you make the flag?
No, that was last year.
Okay.
No, this was
Marnie homemaker there.
I was trying new things, and it was okay. It was that you take the little strawberry and mascarpone and vanilla and
then pop a blueberry.
And a blueberry on top. So it was a little red, white, and blue, cute. Oh, so and it was delicious ish because it wasn't sweet enough. It needed I thought mascarpone would be really sweet.
Usually it's pretty sour.
Not. Yeah. It was not. And well, I thought, well,
these
more.
Have lots of sugar in them, so like we're good.
That's here, what I'm talking about. It's very nice. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, actually, pass that over.
Get it started.
If you would.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you're burning all these calories dancing, so
yeah.
Eat up, sister.
Yeah.
Well, where the hell is, what's
and
that?
I'm burning
bypass
all the calories.
Me.
Oh, I'm about
it. What the hell?
That's rude.
I'm at the helm of this ship.
No, no, I hear you.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just save, I'm going to put two. I'm going to put two down here. So there's a.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're good.
Quite all right.
Did you test the final product?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was eating the cream cheese like the whole time.
Every good chef does.
They, yeah, yeah, they're really yes. tasty.
We got and napkin. By the way, I do trust Sean because it says never trust a skinny cook.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I don't think Sean couldn't gain a pound if you tried.
No, I
mean,
don't think
really.
So. No.
I follow the Paula Deen cookbook. It's all butter all the time.
You better be careful with that, son.
I know.
Well, it's okay. He's white.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Just oh my God, this is delicious.
Don't serve any of it.
Oh my God.
This one.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, thanks.
Gotcha. For those of you who sometimes, this is a technical thing, sometimes the way that our That's system really works good. And the video is uploaded to our servers, there's some squirrely-esque encryption that happens. So sometimes it comes through on phones, sometimes it comes through only on your home PC or whatever you use. So apparently, like right now, my mom said she can only see us on her computer, not on her phone. So I'm not sure what that is, but we are broadcasting live out of our central Phoenix studio, both video, audio, the video audio stream and the audio only stream. So we're rolling. I don't know what you got there.
Oh, just wanted you to check yours.
Did you text my what?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that I'll give it to you. Just a gay yes. moment.
Just
sure.
for this game.
So, okay, so you locked yourself in your house.
Yeah,
today.
I locked myself in my house.
How?
How many people do that?
I don't understand.
Like people in chat room.
I thought that was impossible.
Discuss. Not really. Well, and I have multiple doors in my house. Like there's
sure.
One,
there are many exits.
Two, mm-hmm. Three. Well, I didn't lock myself out of all of them, but I would have had to like walk into the backyard, and the key
and, like,
for the
fence.
Gate is in the front yard, and I couldn't get to that. Okay, there's a sliding glass door, so fine, I was able to get out of the house. But the front door was, you couldn't turn the handle. I mean,
it was, it's been funky for a couple days. And then yesterday I was trying to leave and bitch wasn't opening.
No. Mm. And she doesn't mean me. She means.
Okay.
Well,
I really,
I think I said, I'm
sometimes
sure.
you have to clarify things.
You really no. do. So anyway, I took the doorknob thing off and I'm like, oh, I can fix this. Didn't realize it was all covered in WD-40, so I had that all over me,
uh-huh.
or grease,
yeah,
whatever, so that was fun. And then went and got a new doorknob, ran up to Home Depot right before they closed, and thought, no, I can fix this. I don't, but...
doorknob locks, it's like $20. Why do you even bother? I mean, I know why I bother, because I'm stupid.
I don't know, because it's a challenge.
Okay.
So, I sat there today, and so I left, and I won't say how I kind of jerry-rigged the entire thing, but it didn't get changed, it didn't get fixed, but I did get out of my house, so that was a bonus.
That, yay, yeah. You're here!
Yay!
You're here.
But I couldn't just use the sliding glass door because you can't set the alarm, and if you do, you have to bypass it, which, of course, I don't know how to do, so.
Okay, but you got out. You're good. But see, you were locked in air conditioning. I'll tell you my story in just a second.
Yeah.
Before we get to you, Aaron, I want to interrupt. In the chat room right now, U.S. Navy, Okinawa, Japan.
Oh!
Says, hey, guys, love the show. Stationed in Okinawa, Japan. Don't know if Al remembers me, but back in my heyday in Arizona, I used to frequent BS with my buddy Michael. My name is Donnie. I was the cute one. So,
well, of course you were.
Al, I see you're in the chat room, Al.
It.
Maybe we have some sort of a
connection.
A connection. Some more they know, and I'm sure there's
we'll
a story.
And Al's asking for a photo, which I love.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it's a
Let's get this
connection.
Going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they're friends on Facebook. And sure as hell, I see it right there. He's live in Japan. He's listening to us. That is so cool.
That's cool.
That's very
That's
exciting.
Very
that is
cool.
very cool.
Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. And I can't imagine you're this fucking bored. That you. So wait, we're a day show for them, right?
Well,
so
it was like
tomorrow.
Is this Wednesday to them?
Yeah,
like it is in Australia.
Because it remember Australia.
Yeah, Maddie.
So Japan, you let us know when. When are you getting this show?
What day
Wednesday
is it?
At some point.
I do want to throw something out there.
Oh.
You, my brother, might be proud of.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, the dishwasher was filled with water, and we couldn't get it cleaned out. We couldn't, and Jason and I kind of zip, and we took the whole bottom filter thing apart, and I was reading about this shit online. I don't know how you do that all the time.
Read or fix things?
No, look it all up and all those manuals. Oh. It's so much. But I went and did all this. Well, it had been almost a week, And I'd been, we'd been bailing out the water and just keeping it for the stink. Yeah. But I didn't want to go spend $500-$600 on a dishwasher.
That's equally horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So last night I thought, well, while I'm getting the doorknob, I would just go over and look at the dishwashers and be like, whatever. And there was the most helpful little gal there. And mm-hmm. I said, well, this is what's going on. And we put a garbage disposal in, and now it doesn't work. And you know, since then, and this was going on. And she looked and she smiled, this huge smile. She said, I might have just saved you $400 to $600. This is what you need to do. And she walked me over to the garbage disposals and said, this is what you have to do. I went home. I followed the little rules, and it's now perfectly fine.
Oh, yay. Get it, Marty.
I was so excited.
Okay, I got lost somewhere in your story. Yeah. This started with the dishwasher, ended with a garbage disposal.
Well, we had just put a garbage disposal in.
Now I understand. There's the knockout that you didn't do. Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, and we didn't know anything about it. Jason was kind enough to put it in, and I think it was like the second one he had put in. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he must not have realized that.
Right.
Neither did, you know, a few other people that had come to the house, like a plumber who mm-hmm. had come to look at the house and a few other. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, we thought that Aaron and I were sharing more than just, you know, love and everything else. Because, you know, it looked like our sewer pipe had mm-hmm. broken.
Bad luck in your house.
Yeah, so needless to say, a plumber came out to uh-huh. look at that. And thank God it wasn't that. But in the meantime, we're showing him the garbage disposal, and this is backing up. It's just all happening right here. And he's like, oh, I don't know what that could be. I don't know what yeah. that could be. Huh. Should have just called you.
Yeah, well, I probably would have answered that. Apparently, it's Thursday at 11:15 in the morning.
Wow. Thursday? Wow. It's Tuesday here.
He says it's Thursday here now, 11:15 a.m.
Wow. Holy hell.
I don't know how that happens.
How is everything in the future? Can you tell me?
If you
what are
the
lottery numbers?
Exactly. Can you get the lottery numbers? God damn, I wish you could do that.
That'd be great.
That's very cool. So, and again, but Donnie, thank you for your service. Thank you for listening. I just think
it's
cool
exciting.
That mm-hmm. somebody, they listen around the world and
but I guess
I think it's so cool.
If yeah. you think about it and you fly, you know, people take trips to the Philippines mm-hmm. or, you know, anywhere kind of in Asia, really.
yes.
Generally
over
right
there.
There.
Yep. Yep.
Over there. Over there. It takes, you know, they say it's 20 some odd hours yeah, to travel. And
when Mike just came back from, he was in China, it took him 35 hours to get back.
God, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Good. That's just, yeah, wow.
And a lot of flights. Didn't yeah. have to change mm-hmm. a lot of planes. Oh. And
I've never traveled internationally like that, so I don't know. I've never had to deal with anything like that. And not even things like jet lag, because, you know, when the further, like, I did go to New York once in 93, but most of the time it's just flying to the Midwest. It's only a couple of an hour mm-hmm. difference. Yeah. So you get up, you know, the cool thing is when you leave, I think when you fly from here in Tulsa, like, you get on the plane at noon and you get off at 12:20.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know what my favorite flight ever is from here to Vegas? Because you get on the plane.
At the same time.
You get up.
You get
you have enough time for one drink. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you land at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
And that's amazing.
I'm a little surprised by you only one drink.
They only come through the cabin that many times.
No, you can get two. Oh,
you have to ask. But you know how quiet Katie is when it comes
to
that.
I know. She's so demure.
It's very much.
I'm such a petite wallflower.
You
We're flying
are.
To Vegas. Yes.
Oh, no. He's sorry. Sorry.
Maybe it's Wednesday at 11:15.
Japan may have been drinking because he said, sorry, Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Good. You had us really thrown.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I will,
that's awesome.
I will not put Donnie's full name out there. I mean, unless you're in the chat room, you can see it yourself. But Donnie and Al are Facebooking or kicking up now.
Right? Yay.
And he says he loves our show. We crack him up and it gives him his gay fix. I'm pretty sure in Japan you can find other fixes.
Right.
I'm just guessing. Just
they
guessing.
Were, yeah. Well, they had that whole masturbation month.
Oh, that's true. They did.
Yeah. Did you, I don't mean to be personal.
I don't think they did that on the base.
I don't know if it's partaking, but, did, you know, did you hear anything about that? Because we sure did hear.
Yeah, we covered that.
No, we sure did.
Oh, he's sitting in his car on his iPhone.
Breaking news.
Wow, that is so cool.
Awesome.
Aaron, now Clayton? What exciting things has happened to you in your house in the past week? Anything?
I'm kind of at a standstill with things. Shit's still messed up all over the place.
Did people stop coming to your yard and picking up seed pods?
Yes, weird. So I have one of those trees with those seed pods, and
yeah.
people
you
are
have three of those.
Oh, I have three and one in the back, and I fucking hate it. But strangers, I came out the other day, and there are people in my front yard just gathering them up. Just gathering them
up.
And
what's the purpose there?
Clayton said to replant these asshole trees.
I'm assuming that that's what they do with them. I think they gather them because you plant those seeds anywhere. You plant them in coffee, they'll grow. You can plant them in acid, and I think they'll grow. I hate those trees.
Well, I don't even know what the name. There's any kind of food thing you could do with it. Because I was like, can you cook with that?
No, no. Because they're all dry. By the time they fall off, they dry, and then those pot things blow wherever. And if they land in the crack of a sidewalk, that son of a bitch will grow.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible.
Seed people. They're
seed people. Yeah,
I don't understand what to do with
them. It's pod people. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. So, okay.
My kitchen's still kind of a mess, but I've taken some time just to kind of be there. Although this weekend, so I have a laundry closet. Okay. And I have a full size washer and dryer that are stacked on top of each other, and the water heater's next to it.
We
so there's
that.
No shelf. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really tight and whatever.
You have to install a shelf.
Right. So my girlfriend, my amazing girlfriend, had this brainchild of how to build the shelf so it's not messing with the water heater and so it's in the place. And then our wonderful friends Jordan and Brian came over, and the three of them together put these two shelves in my laundry closet, and so now I have my paper towels from Costco on one shelf, and my laundry detergent. Oh, I'm so excited. And then we also bought a medicine cabinet to install, but I didn't measure, because I'm not good at this stuff. And so the space is like 28 inches, and the medicine cabinet's like
79.
60 inches. Yeah, something ridiculous.
Oh, huge.
Like, there's,
So that's like not even eyeballing, really. No. That's just going, this one's cute.
Exactly. Yes. I like that one.
But and is there something wrong with that?
No, but when you're at IKEA, you can't, there's God no way because IKEA. You have them everywhere. So
I can't, I even measure and then I go to IKEA and I still fuck it up. Like, I right. still come home.
It's hard
with
to
the
fuck up IKEA. It really is. Oh. But
I don't think
good.
I measure very well.
Yeah. Oh.
When we went to IKEA, what was it, 2 weeks ago? It was a Saturday. It was 4th of July weekend. So I brought the same thing, two of these full of wine.
I remember seeing your post on Facebook about that.
And I got a decent buzz going at IKEA, because otherwise we would have kicked a child or something.
Right. Oh, no, I was going to kick the adults.
Yeah, well, that too.
There were a couple I was going to punch.
Yeah, that's why.
It's right.
That's why.
Weekends. I don't go on a weekend.
The few times I've gone out there, I try to go late morning, early afternoon on a weekday.
Yeah.
Because you're. I really don't. The weekends, I would probably be right with you and kill somebody.
Or come get drunk. There.
No, I actually would really like to hang out with you more frequently.
Yeah,
I think
we can do it up, sister.
Yeah, that sounds like
drink everywhere.
You are right up my alley.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Like, what do you think, Marnie? You like it?
Yeah. Well, I'm only here tonight to make sure the two of you don't fill each other's holes. That's the only reason I'm here tonight.
We were referring to a segment on last week's show. If you want to listen to last week's show and find out about hole filling.
So I fill every hole. That was I can't wait to like see that because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
The look on my face had to have been like.
It came out and it was, and I was like.
Shmarty fills all my holes. Huh? No.
Weird.
We all just gonna.
Yeah, because I don't know where you go with that. I don't know what. Yeah, where do you go with that? Yeah.
Well,
you know.
And that's all. That's why I'm here. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. The end.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything else exciting? I'm kind of back to work this week.
Oh, that was one thing.
I was going to ask you, are you still on vacation?
Well, I'm in professional development all of this week and all of next week. And then the following week, I'm back for a couple meetings, but then we're going to San Diego, and then I'm back.
Oh, when are you going to San Diego?
23rd through the 25th. Please don't rob our houses.
Wow. We have a lot of that on the show.
You can't get in the front door, so fuck off. Try it.
That's it. Try it. Come on.
I have a camera on there now. That'd be funny.
Oh, well.
How about you, sir?
Well, I had a good... I'm always busy, blah, blah, blah. That's always happens. Right. But Sunday, I made the day, and Mom and I went, we went to lunch, and then we went to the cinema suites in the big chairs and watched Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Though a lot of people panned the movie, and it's actually failing at the box office. I mean, comparatively to other movies.
Yeah.
But we love it because Mom and I will sit and literally, if they had 3 hours of Johnny Depp reading a phone book,
Right.
Mom and I would sit and watch the whole thing.
He looks very funny. I know. I think he looks very cute in it. And because of that, I was like, I would
the
totally
humor.
See
I actually just weird. Love the fact that he's 50 and looks.
He looks fantastic. Oh, yeah. Did you see him on Letterman?
So good.
He looks fantastic.
The same,
The same.
Like Benny and June style. Still the same guy. Yep.
Oh, you're so right. You're absolutely right.
I love him. He's a good looking guy.
Yes.
Yeah, and super nice and funny. And one of the things that we get the biggest kick out of, because I don't see a lot of fiction movies, and I realize The Lone Ranger is, but once, aside from him, if anybody saw him on Letterman, did anybody say, okay, he told the story of one of the things that he did is he really researched with all of the Indians, and he spent time with them and found out things about them, and he really wanted the character of Tonto to be very true to the story and the plight of the he called them humans, because they were named Indians by Columbus, because he thought he'd found India. Dumbass. Anyway,
he thinks it's Thursday, too.
Right. Well,
and by that, she doesn't mean dumbass.
No.
Donnie, no.
Oh, no.
No, not at all.
So, there's the story that he told. So, when you watch the movie and you realize that there is this fictitious story of the Lone Ranger going along, which is still, the good against evil, which is the story that is, tale as old as time, so to speak. But when you realize the message that he is saying through his character, it was really cool to see that he brings it back and gives them back what they deserve, what they got screwed out of, in essence. All of the land and how the treaties were broken, and the white man lied to them and did all that, and which was completely valid historically, because that's why they had to fight to get back the land that they have, and now they're all living in the various conditions that they shouldn't be living in. Mm-hmm. But it was very, very cool. But the humor that he has is just so funny. He said, like, just one off-color comment or one off little thing, and you're like, and you relate it to something that happened earlier in the movie. It was very good. We enjoyed it. Then went from there to Stacy's for 3 hours. Then I decided Mom needed to go home before I couldn't take her home.
Yeah.
Then I went back to Stacy's.
Good. Well, it sounds like fun.
It was a good Sunday. It was a fun day.
Actually, get a little crazy.
I heard about The Lone Ranger that some people said that if you liked The Lone Ranger, like, it could be nostalgic, kind of, and I don't know, that it could kind of bring back, the memories of watching Lone Ranger, whatever. But Kelly and her mom went to see it. Her mom fell asleep about 10 minutes in.
Oh.
Yeah, and Kelly was not into it. And she likes pretty much everything.
I just like Johnny Depp, from what I've seen. The rest of it looks like it would bore me fucking senseless.
It's cool. No.
You don't think so?
No, it really does.
Because it really looks
so.
Like it would, is all I'm saying. But Johnny Depp, all of a sudden, comes out there, and then it's a good liner, good delivery.
Good lines, deliveries, the story. I didn't think there was a boring part at all to it. It told the story of where kind of how the Lone Ranger started and where he came from. Again, I don't know if this goes back factually to whoever originally did the Lone Ranger because originally it was a comic book, if I'm not mistaken, or some character. Then it became a TV show, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know if it's the real story, if they made up their own shit or what they did, but I thought it was cool. But some of the special effects.
Yeah.
Holy God. I mean, you're like in your seat.
Because of the train? Is there stuff with the train?
There's trains, and there's more trains. And then there's, some of the riding, the horse riding. Oh, it's fantastic. And the scenery is gorgeous.
Okay.
Very good. Beautiful stuff.
And now, who was it that played the Lone Ranger?
Armie Hammer.
Okay, now what was he in?
He was in the Facebook movie. He played the twins. The movie, what was it called?
Social Network.
Social Network, which was the movie about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Right.
And the fact that, or the whole deal about the story where these two twins he went to school with had come up with this idea of the social media.
Oh, right,
Zuckerberg stole it, allegedly.
Right,
I don't know for a fact because I don't know him that well. But Armie Hammer played the twins, and the twins were in, they were in a rowing, like they were rowers in school, so he played both the twins in the movie.
Okay.
I'm sure he's been in other things I don't know.
He's also in J. Edgar, the movie about the FBI guy.
With Leo?
Leo
DiCaprio?
He played
Leonardo. And the other guy.
Leo's boyfriend. Whatever his name
is. I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
Weird.
I don't watch movies.
He's really cute.
I don't hear. Yeah. If Al was here, he could, I'm sure, inflict on us. Yeah, I'm sure.
His grandfather is
Armie Hammer. Rolling his eyes.
I wondered.
What?
His grandfather is the guy that created the Armie Hammer.
Right.
Okay.
My refrigerator thanks them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And freezer.
Well. Yeah. Correct.
Of course. Nice.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, and then today something. Today went...
Well, today... Okay, no good deed goes unpunished. Yeah. None. So my friend Michael takes his car to the dealership. I agree to go get him. going to leave his car for a couple hours. I go
it's
get
nice
him.
Nice of you.
Go get him. He doesn't have a ride. And so we decide then we are going to go to Tempe to Buffalo Exchange, which I'm so glad I did because, hi, four pairs of jeans that would have retailed for over $450 for the four of them and a pair of boots I got for $115. So
well nice. Done. My
four jeans and a boot?
And two boots, a pair. Wow. It was a pair.
Not bad.
And the boots, yeah. The boots were 50. Actually, three of the things... Stupidly, they were 50% off, which the boots and two pairs of jeans. Nice. I came out pretty good. Yeah,
that's
so
good work.
I'll be going to the Buffalo Exchange in Tempe more often for that stuff. That's so did nice. That. Then we went to lunch. Then came back. Then it happened to be that the car needs more work than he thought. So we made arrangements. I'm now taking a friend's car to San Diego. Well, we went to get said car, and I was because it's hot. Uh-huh. We're only going to be there for a second. I locked my keys in my truck to leave it running. Yeah, I didn't have the right keys in my pocket. So fortunately, a friend of mine, Jason's boyfriend, Shane, went to my house, got the spare key, And then I'm thinking to myself, you know, I used to keep a Heidi key on this truck, but I quit years ago, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
So we're going to get another Heidi key.
Yep.
Put it
and
on the truck.
And you'll never lock it again.
Right. But no, never. Right. Well, that's actually in my life, I have never locked myself out of a car. And today was the day. And it's 147 degrees.
Oh, yeah, at least.
But the truck was running when we got in the truck. It was cool.
Yeah, nice. It's a good thing that you're very
smart. Gassed up.
That's good. Wow. That's awful.
So that was it. But then, you know, hey, whatever. It's a day. And then, of course, client calls start coming in the second I get here, which I'm like, I don't have time for you right now. We got shit to do.
It's Tuesday night, bitches.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of it, it's 7:31. It is Tuesday night. It's the show with Clayton McKee. I'm here tonight with Marnie Ryer, Katie June. Filling in for Al Perkins is Aaron. And Sean Nerdahl, Katie's dancing partner for Dancing with the Stars.
Yay!
Or bars. We will tell you more. We'll tell you more about that.
I don't have the rights to sing that.
So. Well, I don't know.
No, we are not. Getting sued. Now.
Right now, as we speak. They're writing up the lawsuit.
Way to go, Henderson.
We got headlines and entertainment of everything else that we normally have coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Q Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual. And I give a damn about equality.
Want to know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country. Only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Well, here we go. Some headlines to talk about on this Tuesday night. Right here, 7:33. They are bits of information typed on paper, and we assume they're all accurate. A roller coaster screams exceed local sound limits.
Blood donation for gays.
Okay. woman is kicked out of water park over her bikini.
Farting is not domestic violence.
No. A man, 19, faces 8 years in prison for a Facebook comment.
Gay country.
And a naked intruder is found cooking eggs after fresh from a shower. These and a couple more things we'll throw in there just for the hell of it. Oh, I forgot my favorite headline is that fucktard Pat Robertson.
Oh, I got that one too.
Oh, my God. We will get to that because I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about with that.
Good Lord.
Oh, my heavens.
Well, obviously, I had my headlines in order.
Well, I literally rushed through all of this together in 45 minutes of my house and did three audio clips. So
I like it.
We'll make it all work somehow. Somehow.
I like it.
Okay. Well, they do go big in Texas. So if you're going to fuck up something, do it big. Do it right.
Yep.
A Texas man faces up to 8 years in prison after making a comment on Facebook about shooting up a kindergarten. That's equivalent to going to an airport, getting your bag screened and go, hope you don't find a bomb in there.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. Just, not smart.
Justin Carter says it was all a joke. According to the indictment, Carter allegedly threatened in the Facebook post to, quote, shoot up the kindergarten, watch the blood rain down, and
oh my God.
And eat the beating heart out of one of them. Deputies in Comal County, wow. Texas, said, well, they didn't take it as a joke, and they charged Carter with making, quote, terroristic threats, a third-degree felony, and I assume that's federal. The San Antonio Express News reported this story. He has been jailed since March 27th and is unable somehow to make his $500,000 bail. Now, quote, this is from Carter himself. What I said was terrible, mean, and downright stupid, who was 18 at the time that he wrote the post, told Judge Jack Robinson in a jailhouse letter. The misunderstanding was that I wasn't trying to scare anyone. I was trying to be witty and sarcastic, and I failed miserably, and I was arrested for it. Justin's mother told CNN that she honestly assumed that once the police spoke to him, they would understand that this was just a joking comment that he made, and it wasn't serious.
Oh, my God.
In an online petition that has gained more than 40,000 supporters for Justin's freedom, Jennifer wrote, quote, Justin's a good kid. He wouldn't hurt anyone, let alone a child. What happened is that he was in an argument on the League of Legends website, which continued onto a Facebook page, and someone on Facebook called him crazy and messed up in the head. Well,
No, I have a lot to say. Oh. Okay, I don't have a lot to say, but I read this article as well.
Okay.
It is fucking crazy, people. Uh-huh. Lock him up and give him a psych evaluation and take away all of his guns. I mean, this is exactly what everyone
we don't
says.
No, we don't know that he has guns. He just made a comment.
Well, I know. Making that broad statement is, check this kid out. Because this is exactly what everybody says about their loved ones after they shoot
so
up
nice.
At school.
Right.
And then they shoot themselves in the head and then they go, oh, they wouldn't have hurt a fly.
Never.
They're so nice.
Never.
Yeah. What a good kid. Yeah.
But how much of this is because of all of the attention that's paid to the shit that happened in Connecticut that was awful. But I'm just saying, then you have the crazies. Like, you have the people that want to know the information and be able to follow things and do whatever. But then you have the other ones that are like, oh, I can't. I mean, people want 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, they do.
So even if they have to be fucking crazy to get it, maybe they're like, whatever.
And
you know, I'm willing to say anything.
No, I have students that I say, oh, my God, I want to kill that kid.
You just answered my question.
But come on. I'm not going to go say
My question was, for example, Al works in a restaurant.
Yes, he does.
Do you work? Where do you work?
At a similar restaurant. I'm a teacher. Come
okay,
on,
no, but right. I want to make sure that was cool, though.
Right.
Et cetera.
Yes.
So my question to you when I saw that story was,
I don't swear at school, FYI.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Now, obviously, any moron making this kind of a statement is everybody takes all of these things seriously now. How in school, how are you now instructed for, like, even the kids? Even if the kids are like,
I'm gonna kill you.
How is that dealt with?
My first year teaching, which was 10 years ago.
Oh, wow, well, yeah. You're only 21. I know.
I'm a child genius.
Mensa. Yes, she's from Mensa.
I'm a Mensa. Remember? Yeah. Look at my girlfriend just laughing her ass off.
More closer to Mesa, I think.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
But my very first year teaching, I had a student who said, I'm going to kill you to another kid. And he got suspended for a week. And that's 10 years ago. So now.
Oh, it's got to be just hypersensitive now.
I build a classroom community that I'm pretty proud of with every year with my kids. And I don't hear that kind of talk from my kids to each other. Now, I don't know if they say it outside, but my kids for the last, I don't know, however many years have not said those kind of things in front of me. But now, if you say anything like that, it's suspensionable. It's expellable if you say enough about it. I mean, it's taken seriously.
Gotcha.
Bringing a fake gun, anything like that?
Oh,
like,
what happened then? There was a kid, maybe it was at my school, a sixth grader who brought a toy gun to school. The dad took the orange thing off.
The tip off the end.
Because the dad said it made it look more real. And that's a good role model to have there.
Right.
And the kid was expelled because he brought a gun to school.
And there have been kids that have been expelled for, now, I think there's also a common sense line that should be drawn. But there have been children there was one kid who chewed his Pop-Tart. Did you hear this? This
was a while
ago. Not necessarily in Arizona.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Well, took his Pop-Tart and chewed it into the shape of a gun at lunch and was like, pew, pew, suspended or expelled.
Wow.
From school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's then there's a little much.
So that because of zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance.
So they're looking at it right.
And I agree with what Harrison just chimed in the chat room. She has a need if the brat was just mouthing off. It's a good time for him to learn that words have consequences. Yeah. You do. Words do have consequences. And we shoot our mouth offs all the time about things. But as violent as Al appears to be, Al is not going to go out and, you know, and rape and pillage. Well, maybe he will.
Well, but ask Tyler. We don't, you know.
But none of us condone violence. I mean, there are people I would love to see eliminated from the world, but I'm not going to go out and actively pursue it. I mean,
no,
sure. You don't. That's no. Just, no. I have a list, and I have a list. If you'd like to email me, I can send you the list.
Right, but you're yes, and see, yes, and jokingly you say there are people I'd like to have eliminated. You don't go through a list and say I'm going to kill them and take their beating hearts. Right. And like especially,
Sarah Palin.
I know. Yes, but especially with the anger that this kid was clearly, he was angry about this game, and that's when people like snap and lose it.
Well, and directed at 5-year-olds.
Well, and how old was he? Again?
18. Oh, said he was 18.
18, yeah, 18 at the time of the comment. Now he's 19.
Okay. I don't, you know, there are so many things that I look back and say, okay, well, I graduated in 1988. And the idea that.
High school.
Yeah. And the idea that. No, kindergarten.
I was eight.
Right. Yeah.
Just wanna.
Right, I know.
Thanks, Katie. And it's only worse.
I do that all the time.
It's only worse.
It's very fun.
That's only worse than by when your sister comes in and says, "I was not even born yet."
Who's George Michael?
Who's Wham? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Shut up. We'll be sure to have Madison back real soon.
That's right. That's right, Madison. July. So.
July. Your last name's July now.
We're changing it all. Yes. But, you know, you look back, people were, and I know that there are many arguments for this, but people were bullied back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were made fun of. People, what, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Then you flash forward, what, 10 years from then, because wasn't Columbine in 98?
Right? Yeah. 98?
Okay. Yeah. No, April 20th?
Yeah, 99, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And the idea that, it was because they were bullied. People picked on them. Aw, poor little thing.
I was picked on. Now I just eat.
Right.
Yeah. And drink.
But, you know, I mean, yeah. I just don't understand. And it's hard for me to wrap my brain around that. Mm-hmm. Where you know, well, they were mean to me. So now I'm going to go shoot them all up.
I know.
How do you go from here to that?
Well, I I'm going to jump in and agree that... Kids replicate what they see, so they see something on a TV movie or a video game,
fucking video game
that they see that the resolution for, you know, this guy, somebody did him wrong. That's the resolution is you just kill him, and then they're in the next game, so nobody dies.
Right.
But
you're exactly right.
Your actions have consequences. Right. Well, mm-hmm.
And if you don't like it, you just press stop, and then you can start over.
Pause and start a fresh game.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Lord.
What happened to Miss Pac-Man? I tell you what.
She was a whore, though.
She just ate little things.
She gobbled up little guys. All.
Yeah.
She swallowed a lot.
She ate a lot of fruit, though, at the same time.
She was a tramp.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So.
What?
For over 30 years, or about 30 years, there's been a ban on gay men donating blood.
Yes, there has been.
And that was something, what, a couple of years ago we were talking about it, and you weren't aware of that.
Like the first or second show of the show. Yeah, you guys were talking about it, and I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty insane. The ban has been, it originated in 83 in response to the AIDS outbreak, because so little was known about the virus, and gay men were more likely to contract it, whatever. So it's almost 30 years old, and now people are going, really? Can that be done?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would love it, actually, if we could put this on our page.
Our Facebook page?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Send me the link to it, and I'll be happy to.
I will. There is, no, if I can find it, there it is. There is a gay blood drive.
Ooh.
That's what I'm calling it, the gay blood drive.
Okay.
And I took this from Stacey J. He had this on there. A peaceful nationwide demonstration in which otherwise eligible gay or bisexual male donors will show up to get tested at a specific donation center in their city and attempt to donate their blood. As each donor is rejected, their test result will be collected, compiled, and delivered to the FDA, who has this ban in place. Visually conveying to them that on a national level, how much blood the gay community could contribute to the blood supply should they lift their current policy of having people not be able to do that. It's in Phoenix it's July 12th.
Friday.
On Friday, and it's at the United Blood Services, 5757 North Black Canyon Highway. We'll put that on the website. And it's from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. I was excited. I don't know if they'll get back to me, but I put on there to volunteer to be able to go in there and, I don't know, give cookies or do whatever needs to be done. But I am so all about this. I think it's ridiculous that anyone would walk in and then be turned away when we need it so much. And I didn't know if Tyler would be listening, but they have a map. When you go to, it's actually to www.gayblooddrive.com. And when you go there, it gives you an entire map of the United States, and you can click on where to go.
But not in Japan yet.
Not in Japan yet. Well. No. Because they might not have that law, truthfully. I don't know.
But I don't know what the laws are in Japan.
There are other places that have lifted that. Like the French just did, I believe. And that was, I think, what we were talking about last year. Like in September, there were a number of different places around the world that said, that's just dumb. So we're going to get rid
of that. Donnie is still listening to us, and I can't imagine why not, let us know. I don't know. What are the rules? Are there rules for even servicemen and women for them to donate as well if they're on a U.S. base around the world, or if you know of what the rules and or laws are in Japan, that's where you happen to be, let us know in the chat room, and we will pass that on to other people.
Yes.
Katie?
So, I just have some other very important breaking news.
Breaking news! I wish I need a sounder.
I went to Stacey J's page just to check it out. And also, I'd like everyone to know that the first official Contra game for your iPad or iPhone is available. 1988 Contra. I'm sorry. This was literally the only video game I've ever played in my whole entire life.
I had no idea
never what you were talking about. Thing.
Stop it. Do you know Contra?
I know. Yeah. Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B,
A, B, A, B, start, left, start. Yeah.
Oh, that was a cute moment you guys just had.
It's okay.
I don't know what that.
It was like an original.
It looks like gay porn in an animated.
It totally does.
Oh my god. It was. Yeah.
That's animated gay porn. Katie.
It looks like the guy who was in Rocky.
Well,
it was a shoot-em-up, like Drago.
That was a code at the beginning.
The hell was
to get
his
infinite
name?
Lives and infinite spread gun because I had a Game Genie. Anyway, that's exciting.
See, I'm
you interrupted headlines for that breaking news.
And I thought it had
that's
to do
a
with,
headline to me.
I thought it was about the blood.
It's not, although I'm very excited about it. I about the blood.
That was a way to passively slide that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm very excited about it.
Nope, that's good.
Contra,
I played that little Sonic guy who and Mario, but none of the show.
That's a regular Nintendo.
Can I say that I think this is a brilliant majest, if I may.
You may.
A brilliant idea, and I fully support it, but I really hope that United Blood Services has staffed accordingly and appropriately for this everywhere across the country, because when I go on a regular Saturday, even with an appointment, I wait for a half hour, 45 minutes. Well. So I just hope that United Blood Services kind of caught to this and is staffing.
Well, if they get back to Marnie, she's going to volunteer. Right.
Here, I'll go with you, babe.
Yeah, I love it.
I won't be in town, so I will.
With your new black V-necks? Is that a new
This is one of them,
It's extra V.
Yeah, nice. Deeper. Well, look at that. What you got? Jesus. If I had that on, my God. Of course, it's a pink V-neck. Somebody threatened to buy me a red V-neck, and I'm like, well, I'll put it in the stable of the other ones, but I'm not sure I'm ever going to use it.
Sure.
It'll go between, but I'll use the red to separate the white ones from the black ones, because that way it's a divider.
Sure.
I like to have an organized closet.
It's very good.
Once I came out of the closet, I cleaned it. Well, unfortunately, there is a black eye on a company in my home state of Missouri, Independence, Missouri. A woman said she was kicked out of her water park, of a water park, not hers, not her own water park. She doesn't own her own water park. She was kicked out of a water park because she refused to put shorts on over her bikini, according to this audio from KSHB-TV.
Summertime at the water park is a typical activity for many, but for one Missouri woman, it wasn't an option. Madeline Schieffer says she went to the Adventure Oasis Park with friends, but was asked to leave after refusing to put on shorts over her bathing suit. Employees said she was showing too much skin and that she needed to cover up or leave the park.
You know, when there's, 16 and 18-year-old girls wearing just the same amount and no one's criticizing them or making them feel ashamed or making them feel uncomfortable in their bodies. It's summertime. It's a swimming pool. I'm wearing a swimming suit.
Schieffer later filed a police complaint against the park, but the city of Independence says they didn't find any discrimination against Schieffer, stating that it's up to the water park's manager to decide what is or is not appropriate swim attire.
Again, audio courtesy of KSHB-TV in Missouri. Now, the video, you can actually find the story online. The woman is, I think, perfectly fine attired in a black two-piece bikini. She was an older gal. I mean, she was talking about 16 and 18-year-old girls there. She was I'm going to guess maybe in her late 40s.
40s, yeah. I saw the video. I think you saw,
okay,
right.
So she looked, I thought she looked perfectly fine.
So I agree, actually. I don't think that she, they said, I think that in there that her bottoms were too revealing. Now, she had her whole kind of lower stomachy, pelvicky area was tattooed. I don't know if that made a difference.
I don't know either.
She did have really large breasts and a very small top on, which that was kind of what made me laugh when she's like, I mean, 16 and 18 year olds are out here and nobody looks at them. And I'm like, that's because they're 16 and 18. Yeah. They don't right. look like this.
Right.
But then she said, it's hot, people. Come on, it's a bathing right. suit.
But I also, it seems like I, and it wasn't in this story, I read that she also was a recent weight loss. Like, she had recently yeah. gone
well,
through some weight loss.
Well, then good for her rocket, sister.
Right.
No, yeah. no, she really didn't look, she, her she body looked, was great.
I thought she looked fine. But I was wondering if, now, let, I would like to know, and I'm sure that we couldn't even get comment on this, the owners of the water park, what are they? I mean, even this, they said it was two employees, Astor, and even a supervisor. I'm going to bet you it's a water park. We don't have any Harvard grad running a water park in Independence, Missouri.
Right.
These are probably these kids are probably somewhere between 16 and 25. Uh-huh. He didn't want somebody who was his grandmother's age in a two-piece. So he decided, I'm going to bet you that that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought, sure. my thought was that it was other parents. Okay. Other parents of young kids. Who were uncomfortable by it. Mm. That was my thought. Having worked
right.
in a pool mm-hmm. for a long time, okay. that my yeah. thought was that, you know, we would have, like, those snooty West Sider parents who were like,
totally.
I mean, look what she's wearing. Mm-hmm. Like, those bitches, right? Sure. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, but I mean, I want those people that kicked her out to, like, go grocery shopping with me. Like, do you see the way that these whores dress? Like, they forget to wear their shorts. So I want these people to come with me yeah. grocery shopping. Because... I don't
even want to go with you grocery shopping. So oh, well. I've heard you're kind of a militant chopper.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. is my roommate. But Godspeed. Godspeed to all of you. Yeah.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, gay country.
Oh,
gay yes. country.
I've heard a little about this, but I haven't read much.
So, gentleman named Steve Grand. Really a cutie. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like a little hottie.
Yeah. What's his name again? I need to Google
Steve
it.
She's
Grand.
Like on it.
Yeah.
Google.
Katie's Steve, our Google girl.
Steve Grand, and it's a song that he wrote. It's called All American yep. Boy.
Oh, that's the video you sent mm-hmm. me. Got it. I'm yep. sorry. Got it.
And it's a gay-themed country music hit that's on YouTube. He developed it, cost him $7,000, and, like, that was his life everything. And he was like, well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And it has already attracted more than 400,000 total views.
Okay.
And it's a young man who misreads the signals. Like, they're at a... like a fire, like they're all at a picnic-y, kind of at a fire.
Fourth of July, if you will.
Fourth of July, yeah. And that's what a lot of it discusses about the Fourth of July and blah, blah, blah. he and this guy and this gal kind of just, you know, they go off and they're having fun and they're just being playful in the country, whatever. At which point the girl leaves and the two guys go off and they go skinny dipping. That's actually initiated by the quote unquote straight guy. And so the Steve Grand character, if you will, like, kisses him while they're in the water. And then all of a sudden the straight guy is like, whoa, you've misread everything, and goes back. And actually at the end, I mean, he's very cordial about it, the straight guy. Like, you know, hey, it's all good. It's all good. But it's sad. Oh, it's kind of sad.
Well, right, it's a country now. Song, goddammit.
No, but I mean, it's
is
just
there
like,
a dog
it's,
and
it's
a truck
actually,
involved?
Actually, no, convertible.
Oh.
No,
well.
I didn't see a dog, whoop, but it just
and
is
a white
actually,
V-neck actually
and a white V-neck,
yeah.
uh-huh. And he
looks
really
good.
Is. He's just a cutie. But it was interesting that it's this kind of gay country hit because who is the gal that just came out? Cheryl Wright.
Cheryl Wright.
Yeah. Cheryl Wright.
Shelley.
Shelley Wright. You're right.
I do that every time.
Right.
Yeah. So Shelley Wright came out and that was like a big deal. Because she had dated mm-hmm. Brad Paisley mm-hmm. and had, you know, all this other stuff. But this kid, he's just a young kid.
For the record, I would date Brad Paisley. Because he's a good-looking boy.
And when you see this one, you might say the same thing.
Okay. Oh, I have it. Yeah, because I didn't look. I didn't know what it was about.
Really
so
cute.
I will get that.
But it's his parents, when he was younger, it was based on a true, like a true life thing for him.
Oh, sure.
And his he came out in eighth grade, and his parents sent him to straight therapy.
Uh-huh.
And it, he was in that for 5 years, and as he points out, it didn't work. Apparently, yes. But anyway, he's more of a songwriter than a singer, he feels. But I think it's kudos to him for getting out there and making this video, which actually I think is really a pretty good
very
video.
Very endearing. I'm watching it now, no sound. And I just was like, oh.
Yeah, it really is. But it's in the way that it's made, I was pretty impressed with it. So
take a look at it.
Al's asking the name of the song, All American Boy.
All American Boy.
Look up Steve Grand. Google it.
Steve Grand. He has a Facebook page. Also, for those of you wondering, thank you, Al. Dolph Lundgren was the name of the guy in the Rocky movie who played the big guy and looks like the guy on the video
when
game.
When were we talking about that?
Oh, I said it looks like the guy from Rocky.
Moments ago. Yeah. Al's are like, he's hot. Yeah, thanks. We know Al. Al's sitting somewhere on the East Coast with his iPad, his phone, and he's happy.
That's awesome.
I'm sure he's got wine. I'm sure he does.
That'd be weird.
No, this will be fun because Al will actually be able to drink along. You realize that the drinking word comes from you, Aaron.
Shit, I was wondering about that. Yeah. I'm working on it.
You're taking over all of Al's.
Vowel vulgarity, too? Al.
I've got a good thoughtful
vocabulary. Oh, well, Sean.
I could kiss you.
We'll turn thoughtful vulgarity over to Sean.
Okay.
But you have to come up with drinking word.
Al,
and you have to,
Al, text me a drinking word.
And you have to come up, you have to help with the death watch. So.
Oh, I'm all that. Remember, I wrote the first one out on the glow board.
Oh,
with the glow.
Did?
Yeah.
That's right.
You're a death watch OG.
I'm all over this shit. Oh, yeah. Watch
You're
it.
A death watch OG. You are watching
and
death.
I have some insider trader information on that.
So. Insider trader on death?
Uh-huh.
Do we have death on speed dial or something?
Kind of.
The Grim Reaper.
I like it.
Unintentional death. we got a couple of minutes left here in the end of this first hour, but headlines are going to continue on because I know that this bullshit about Pat Robertson is going to get us talking. A Vancouver homeowner found a naked man cooking eggs in his kitchen, apparently after the intruder had just taken a shower, according to this story from GeoBeats.
Some criminals have no problem making themselves right at home in someone else's residence. A man in Vancouver got quite a shock when he walked in his kitchen and saw an unknown male completely naked cooking eggs. According to reports, the nude man had just showered prior to turning on the stove. When the homeowner confronted the suspect, he abruptly took off on foot. The police were called, and a short time later, officers found a 30-year-old nude man near a lake and arrested him. Law enforcement authorities believe the suspect was high on drugs. He was reportedly in the home for about half an hour before being discovered. There have already been over 1,100 break-and-enters in Vancouver this year. The high number may be partially due to warmer temperatures causing homeowners to leave windows and doors open. A spokesperson for the Vancouver Police Department stated, "Ensuring your doors and windows are locked is a simple deterrent."
Well, I'm sure that we're all, and especially living in Arizona, as hot as it is, some people leave doors, windows unlocked, open, and stuff. So I want to make, as our personal safety message from Q-Talk America, lock your shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
And or, well, you just can't get into my house.
Well, you're the safest of them all.
I am, really.
Can't get in, can't get out.
Yeah. Al's feeling good about the gun over at his. Yeah. No. Just come to my house, can't get in.
Can't do it. What do you got? You got another one?
Well, I do. There was a suspected domestic violence incident, and it was really just farting.
Oh. Okay.
Jason Covert, listen up.
Seriously. If Jason Covert's out there, it could be about him. It is not, but it could be.
Was it in Florida?
Good call.
Good call, Sean. That's actually what I looked at right away. I was like, this has to be somewhere in like Tallahassee or something. Nope, it was in Clawson, Michigan. Apparently, it wasn't Florida. Domestic violence. It was just him blowing off some steam. There were blood-curdling sounds, apparently, that came out sounds that came out of this house. And the neighbor heard it and called the police because she thought it had to have been domestic violence. And she had heard somebody yelling.
Oh my
God. A female is yelling. She was possibly being hit, yelling, stop, no. And so she told the dispatchers, the neighbor did, that she heard a loud noise occur between the woman's shouts. Well, when the cops knocked, the woman answered the door and admitted, yeah, I was screaming and I was doing this and that. But it was because her boyfriend had continued to pass gas and she was yelling at him to stop.
Oh.
Now, Jason Covert doesn't have anything on this guy,
well,
I don't think.
I don't know. I lived with Jason Covert for about a year, maybe he's a little really over a year.
God bless him, gassy boy.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to do with the, like, it's worse than my dog, and my dog has some gas. Yes. And, yeah, Jason, one of Jason's favorite memories is he told us the other day that one time he was in the living room and he farted so bad and walked away that when he came back, all of us in the living room had our faces completely covered. And he thinks that's the best story ever.
He thinks that's terrible.
What? It is weird. It is weird. Like, boys and farting.
He'll walk toward you and just aim his ass at you and just go.
My brother and I were laying when we were kids. I remember laying on the couch watching TV and he got up. We were watching TV and he got up and came over and bent over, ass in my face. To fart, and then went back and laid down on the couch.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand the compulsion. They said, sometimes, though, this flatulence can lead to some real violence, and it goes along that line, Katie June. In May, a Florida woman.
There we go.
Florida connection.
Allegedly stabbed her boyfriend after he farted in her face during an argument. Who does?
6-year-olds do that.
Yep.
Jesus.
And you still don't threaten to shoot them and eat their hearts.
South Carolina woman allegedly sprayed Lysol in her husband's eyes after he farted bad enough to cause her to almost puke. I'm telling you.
Well, if you can stomach that story, I'm sure you could join us for hours 2 and 3. It is the end of hour 1. We got a couple more headlines to talk about. It's the show. I'm Clayton McKee with Marnie, Aaron, Sean, and Katie this week. So much coming. Also, we want to add France and my Aunt Susie listening in Oklahoma.
Yay!
We'll be back in just a second.
On Hume Talk America. This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Hello again. It is 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night. It's hour 2. Thank you for joining us. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. We are live from our studios, our palatial, cool studios in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. One of the only cool places in Phoenix this time of year. Inside, that is.
Right.
We come to you live each and every Tuesday night, 7 to 10, Phoenix time. Thank you for listening. I do want to give a shout out. I think I closed last hour saying it. We have France listening. We lost our friend in Japan. He had obviously had some sort of a thing he had to do. But we thank again Donnie from Japan for listening. But France is on board, and my Aunt Susie, who was just visiting here, she is in Ketchum, Oklahoma, which is east of, 90 minutes an hour east of Tulsa, up there along I-44.
So she was able to avoid, I had texted you just to make sure, but she was able to avoid all the destruction that happened.
I believe so. Otherwise, she wouldn't be listening now.
No, but I'm saying that it didn't affect her area.
Believe so. I don't believe so. She's listening. I'm not sure if she's on her phone or computer. But Suze, if you're listening, you could text me and give us a shout out. Say hi. Hit us in the chat room. We would like to say hello to everybody in the chat room. This week, it's odd to have Al on the other side of our techno babble. Al is on vacation from an undisclosed area, and he is listening, watching, and chatting along with us in the chat room. He's going to help Aaron come up with our drinking word.
I think we've got it.
You think you figured that out?
I think we've got it.
Got it. Well, you think we should do the drinking disclaimer before we continue with headlines, or should we do it after?
We sure could. We could put that in. We might as well top of the hour. Sure.
All right. I got to type in a little thing here. I got to make shit happen. I got lots to do.
You're a busy man.
This is a very busy. We have a lot of things going on.
I wonder what would ever happen if you were out of town.
Won't be on.
That'll be your night off.
Okay.
No. I'm just letting you know.
I was literally like, we are all going to be fucked.
Yeah. Reruns. That's reruns.
Nobody's going down there and touching any of that. No, it's not going to happen.
Really? Nobody's going down where and touching what?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I'm
going
to fill all the holes.
You're going to fill all the holes. Well, all right. Since we are kicking off hour 2, we will start with what we do each and every second hour. We start our drinking game, and we have to play this disclaimer so that nobody sues us. Oh, that's the wrong one.
When did it change?
No, it didn't. Stand by. Let me do this. Oh, now the disclaimer is going to be fucked up. We'll start it over. God damn it.
Al is
gone, and it's all gone to hell.
Yeah, but he's still chatting with Donnie in Japan.
Well, we're glad. We're glad for that.
Yay!
Yeah, that's very cool.
That's all right. Here we go.
We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Good luck. So Al and I were coming together to try to think, collaborating on a word.
Got
and
it.
We came up with a word, but we think it has to be used as a swear word. and so the word is Okinawa. But you have to say it like Okinawa, right?
Okinawa.
Or you know, we were thinking like Mr. Miyagi God, style, maybe Okinawa. Like Okinawa, right? Okinawa. Something like that, which
Son
leads
of an Okinawa.
To a story I have. But anyway, yes, Okinawa.
Go Okinawa if, yourself.
Yes,
Go Okinawa. Now it's a verb.
Yeah. Drink up.
It's
drink up, bitches.
I
Al, are you satisfied with that?
Okinawa.
Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okinawa.
Okinawa.
We're going to honor Donnie throughout the whole program.
Yes. Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
I love it. In fact, I'm going to make that. We're going to hashtag Donnie. And I got it because I now apparently I have to start writing down all the things that we do. So we're going to hashtag Okinawa.
Okinawa.
That down. Armed Forces.
Tyler, have you ever been to Okinawa?
I don't know. Where's
Turn Cup?
Is Tyler in there?
He just came in.
He just popped in.
Well, welcome, Tyler.
Better late than never, honey. Better late than never.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so now that we are... Well, I think Marnie and I are going to tag team on this story. And again, it's... Wow, Al. It's always a shame when Al's out, because he's got so many things. In fact, you may be touching on it, but there's a story that just came out today that I'm sure he's going to want to talk about in the next couple of weeks. It has to do with The View and Fox News.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. But we can leave that behind.
And abortion in Wisconsin. I thought, I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay.
I have it here because I figure, you know, Perkins might want to.
Well, we're going to talk. Well, and even if he comes back and we've already talked about it, he's like, fuck you. We'll talk about it again. I'm sure.
Tyler, what were you being violent about this time?
Right?
I love that.
Okay. So, many of you know this deranged man who has been on TV for many, many years and claims to be, well, I guess he's not like Billy Graham. Billy Graham, I feel like, is above the herd in regards to this.
Mm-hmm.
He's a much more respectable human being.
But he's kind.
Pat
I think
Robertson,
there's a kindness.
Well, kind. I think there's that. Pat Robertson, he has a TV show called The 700 Club. Well, if televangelist Pat Robertson is any indication that ignorance and religion is pushing forth more hate and bigotry than anyone else, well, this is certainly proof. Responding to a viewer's question on what it means if you like certain things on social media, specifically Facebook, he had a lovely response. He's responding to a question sent in from a viewer of their show, The 700 Club, and it was asking this. When we like things on Facebook, if it's something that goes against what is written in the Bible, such as pictures of same-sex couples, is that considered condoning the behavior? How do you explain this to new Christians or youth? Well, Jesus Christ. First of all, if you're a newer Christian, I would assume that you'd be a lot more tolerant than this old stodgy motherfucker who...
this old stodgy mother, Okinawa.
Yeah. That's the first one. Okay, that's good.
Mm. Al did do one in the chat room already for us.
Yeah. Well, his response was on the show, The 700 Club, and he explained that Christians shouldn't use the like feature on Facebook for anything the Bible condemns, for example, like pictures of same-sex couples. He would prefer that there be a button instead for these images that was a vomit button. Here are the words directly from the senile, unfortunate man himself.
When we like things on Facebook, if it's something that goes against what is written in the Bible, such as pictures of same-sex couples, is that considered condoning the behavior? How do you explain this to new Christians or youth?
Well, I'm not one who switches on likes in Facebook, so it's hard to say. But what you're saying is, yes, I like this kind of thing. You've got a couple of same-sex guys kissing. Do you like that? Well, that makes me want to throw up. But if you think you punch, to me, I would punch vomit, not like.
Not sure that option's there. But yeah. Not
they don't give you that option on Facebook. Yeah. But anyhow, are you condoning it? Yes, you're condoning it.
I just it when I saw it and I read it and I mean when I heard it, I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
You're just telling more and more people. What if there is a gay youth sitting out there who is afraid to have this conversation with their parents, who is unsure what they're going to do, and this guy, because mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, because I think it skews a little older,
yeah.
They're watching this, and now they're even more terrified to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about any of that.
It's the vomit button.
Yeah,
I mean, and seriously, he's 4,000
years old. He's like,
vomit.
He's Medusa.
When I see Pat Robertson on Facebook, I'm going to just put vomit.
He's an Okinawa wad.
He is Okinawa wad.
But speaking
he's of, an Okinawa bag.
Okinawa is our drinking word, and Sean is going to mix up some things, so we're going to take this one. Sean, hit it. Go.
I love that sound.
I know. I asked him to do it because he's a bartender and our husband, and I feel like last week my Ruthie's delight was a little tart.
Well, I loved him.
Yeah. I like tart. I like tarts, but I love my girlfriend more.
I am, you know, that blender may have been the best $12 I spent on this show.
It's actually been a true story.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like how you said in our article that was an Ion that it's the fifth member of this.
That was cute.
But while Sean is pouring our beverages, and thank you, I didn't realize Sean was going to come in and be our guest bartender,
apparently,
too.
Apparently.
I love that.
He's multi-talented.
Housewife.
Oh, my God. Housewife, dance instructor, bartender.
Yes. So I don't know if you've printed off the same list that I have from CNN.
The top 10?
Yes. Yeah. There are the top 10 quotes from over the years. Now, these aren't all just from this week, however, I'm sure he actually spouts this shit off all the time.
By subject.
There are the top 10 quotes said over the years that Pat Robertson has spewed that just, they're ridiculous. So Marnie and I are going to go through this list. I will start with the first one because it refers to males. This is a quote from Pat Robertson on adultery. Quote, males have a tendency to wander a little bit, and what you want to do is make a home so wonderful he doesn't want to wander. Really? He's talking to women.
It's all their fault.
He's not talking to a gay couple, surely. So no. He's talking to women. It's their problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's totally the woman's fault.
They're bendy straws.
Yeah, like
Okinawa.
That.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, thank you, Sean.
Where's Sean?
To Sean.
And
to Okinawa.
What? Oh,
thank
my
you,
gosh.
Sean. Love that.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
So.
Ooh, this is delicious.
That is wonderful.
Uh-huh.
It's a springy summertime beverage.
Perfection.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
If you like pina colada.
And we're done.
And I do.
We'll make up new words.
Uh-huh.
So this one, when I read this one, I about lost my shit. I could not believe. It's about a man with an Alzheimer's-stricken wife.
Right.
And his quote, I know it sounds cruel, but if he's going to do something, he should divorce her and start all over again. But to make sure she has custodial care and somebody is looking after her. Asked what about the till death do us part of the marriage vow, he said Alzheimer's is a kind of death.
Crazy.
I mean,
who is this son of a bitch?
Literally say like, well,
aren't you supposed to be compassionate?
Yes.
I mean,
shouldn't a Christian be more Christ-like? I mean, what the?
Right.
Well, he lost all of his money. It was a kind of death.
Right.
Well, he's impotent. It's a kind of death.
Kind of death.
Well, he gained a lot of weight.
Christian loopholes.
Yes. We have the name of the show.
That's the name of the show. God damn it, Sean. Glad you're here. Christian loopholes.
Fire.
That's a good name.
I enjoy that.
Down the list, on Walt Disney World's Gay Days, as we all know, both Disneyland, Disney World have gay days. Actually, as you'll talk to me, most of Disney is run by gays.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, for the love of God, I don't think, you know. Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
It's a small world, after all.
Is Okinawa represented in that ride?
Oh, my God. I think yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Fantastic. Oh, that was good. Well played. You ought to be a teacher or something.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson's view on Walt Disney World's gay days. Quote, I would warn Orlando that you're right in the way of some serious hurricanes, and I don't think I'd be waving those flags in God's face if I were you. It'll bring about terrorist bombs, it'll bring earthquakes, tornadoes, and possibly a meteor.
Okinawa,
Westboro. That's exactly what it is.
Just for Al, he's an Okinawa tard.
Oh!
He's a tart in Okinawa.
I'll drink to that.
That was and, good. He's an Okinawa tart.
Al, you better remember that.
Got it.
Okay. He's on the role of a man and a woman.
Which is the only relationship he condones.
Otherwise,
right.
you vomit. Right. I know this is painful for the ladies to hear, but if you get married, you have accepted the headship of a man, your husband.
The headship.
That sounds dirty.
What is the headship? Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like head cheese.
Christ is...
I don't know. That was what happened here.
Okinawa head. Christ is the head of the household, and the husband is the head of the wife, and that's the way it is. Period.
Okay, now can I?
You may.
If I may, because you're an
you're an LC.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So we all know that I'm a reality TV watcher, specifically things on Bravo. And there is a Orange County housewife who says all the time that she is made from her husband's rib and he is the boss of her. And it's disturbing.
Is it the Christian one?
It's Alexis on Gretchen's show.
Yeah,
I love Gretchen, but no, it's Alexis.
Well, and not to be, I don't want to make anyone vomit, or get Okinawa.
But,
you know, I mean, it's the same way that I speak to Aaron. But, you know,
I'm sure that's
not
true.
But we talk about it differently, you know, because it's okay to be in a same-sex relationship, obviously.
Well,
you know,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no head.
I would.
Not in this one. No.
I'm just glad that somebody is in a sex relationship, period. I just like to say that.
No, but I mean, that's just fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
So continuing on with these wisps of knowledge from this senile bastard.
I'm sorry.
Just
I'm remembering how disturbed I am by a woman saying, I am made of his rib.
I know.
Go Okinawa yourself, you dumb Okinawa. That's disgusting.
Yes.
Gross.
That's an Okinawant.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's gross.
I swear to God, Christian loopholes may be the best title we've ever had. That's fantastic.
Nice work. He cooks, he makes drinks, and he's witty.
He's witty.
And
he can dance.
Good witty God. To boot.
Yes.
To boot.
Has a hard time scheduling, apparently, domestic tasks, but that's all right. We'll talk about that.
Tasks.
Everyone has to have
On the topic of feminism, because who better to talk about the feminist movement than a man, really.
Yeah. I mean, sure. And Pat Robinson.
And Pat Robinson.
Yeah. All of them.
He does have a girl's name.
kind of.
Actually, an androgynous name. Yeah.
I like to call them bisexual names. I have a bisexual name, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Bisexual. I've never heard it referred to as that, but that's funny.
No, but you do, actually.
I do. Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Anyway, keep going.
On feminism, he says the feminist agenda is not about equal rights for women. It is about socialist, anti-family, political movement that encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians.
Yay! I did a couple of those things.
Yeah,
you did.
Purely coincidental.
Yeah, I think so. You did not take that from the book of Pat Robertson.
Did you kill children?
Maybe their spirits.
Well, we can't take everything literal.
Just as good.
Okay, go ahead, Martin.
On the devastating 2010 Haiti earthquake, and these are the things, the waving flags in God's face and the it'll terrorist bombs, earthquakes. That's bullshit. On the devastating Haiti earthquake, they were under the heel of the French, you know, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you get us free from the prince. True story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. The Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after another. Who just makes that up?
That is weird.
Because I have a headache. Just from reading it.
Yeah.
I'm not really quite sure what I was even saying.
Yeah, that's what... Likewise. Because I read this earlier when I was at home. And I'm like, what? What does that even mean? What is it? And someone, please.
I don't know, we get it, right? When he goes on his gay and
little
women,
rant.
Like, weird tirades. But that doesn't even make sense.
Nope. Unless it means something to somebody else.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody Google. Somebody Google Pat Robertson age.
Googling.
I don't know. I honestly don't know because I didn't care enough to.
83.
God damn.
Oh, is that in there?
Can we put him on? No, because he'll stay alive.
Yeah, stay alive.
Oh,
we can't do that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Don't put him on that.
Well, a topic that's near and dear to several of us. Some of you may know I'm gay. I don't know if you know that.
Oh,
if you
know, yay.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I'm proud of you, Clayton, for coming out.
closet's clean. Pat Robertson's take on his quote on homosexuality. Many of those people involved in Adolf Hitler were Satanists. Many were homosexuals. The two things just seemed to go together. Like ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a, ding 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 ding. So, so. Right. Okay. Like so give us another wonderful comment from this dumbass.
I'm going to. A little sprig of knowledge from Pat Rowe.
That's a good one.
You know, on assassinating Hugo Chavez, you know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think that we really ought to go ahead and do it.
God.
One plus one.
Carry the one. No, double. No.
Subtract. Shit.
It's crazy. Okay. Finally, and this one struck a little home with me. Not just, I mean, the gay one did too, but whatever. I mean, I realized anybody can say whatever they want. And I defend his right to say what he wants. A lot of other morons are saying things too. But the fact that he has a national stage and people pay him. And I'm sure his entire network is tax exempt. I'm sure that because of the church.
Yeah, it's like an TBN, right?
Uh-huh. Al will go on that. Yep. Yeah, I'm sure that there's some way that there's a Christian loophole.
Right?
Ding, ding, ding. Right.
When I was little, because the woman's hair.
Him talking about the tornadoes that ravaged the Midwest in 2012, and many of you know, I am from Joplin, Missouri, and that entire city that got devastated, it was near and dear to my heart. The hospital that they lost, the cancer center for that hospital, was named after a great aunt of mine. My grandfather had open heart surgery in that hospital. There are so many things that are connected. So, on the tornadoes that ravaged the Midwest in 2012, Pat Robertson, in his infinite knowledge, said, if people were praying, God would have intervened. You could pray. Jesus stilled the storm. You can still storms. Really?
Dear God, can you please make my house stop breaking apart all the time?
I have a super good prayer, okay? Are we all right? Please bow your heads.
Please bow our heads. Okay? Okay, got it.
Right. Look, I even did the
Dear
hand
Dear God, please kick Pat Robertson's ass.
Oh,
Jesus, intervene!
What happened? Yes. Let's go on CNN and watch the death den.
Hey, side note, did you also know that the CEO or the COO and president of the Phoenix Mercury is from Joplin?
No.
Yeah, or like has family in Joplin.
Okay. I need to talk. I
know that when so her name was Amber. I know that when that happened, she went back home and was really really involved. The Mercury did a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's from Missouri, I think she could find
out some more information about them? Because I'm curious. Do you know approximate age of this person? Would you guess?
30. I just was at her birthday party, so this sucks.
I would just be curious.
37?
I would be, because
like,
we
did
were...
Did you count the candles?
We were kind of a pretty knit community. I mean, close-knit community. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's the fourth or fifth largest, largest in the state of Missouri. But family names tend to lend their legacy. So I would be curious to know if I know who that is. Because clearly, I mean, my three family names, which I think I'd explained previous to why I knew I couldn't come out back home 20 years ago, was because my three different family names were well established and known, and I wasn't going to go through that. But I would be curious to know.
No,
interesting.
I'm asking her now.
Interesting.
I know it's somewhere near there. And anyway, she had a connection to Joplin.
So that is we're rounding up our head. Okinawa.
Al just said to Okinawa that fucker right in the ass.
Well. Yeah. Now, sadly, it might come out that he likes that, but we're not sure.
Or he might vomit.
We are coming back in just a few minutes. Aaron is going to take over for Al this week in the entertainment segment, and I'm sure, because I know how you are with entertainment, we're going to come back in just a moment with Aaron and some entertainment right here on Q-Talk America. It's a Tuesday night with the show on Q-Talk in Phoenix.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
And I give a damn about equality.
Want to know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
This is the Hugh Talk America Radio Network.
Okay, it's our makeshift entertainment segment with Erin Henderson.
Round robin. We are doing a round robin entertainment section tonight. Yes, okay. I will kick us off, and then we're going around the table, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Yep, that's what's happening.
Go that way.
So where's Sean? Sean, you need to be here for this, too. So I'll pretend like I'm still giving you headlines because the music's still going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any Big Brother fans out there? Because that's what
oh
I want to talk about.
Oh my God, booyah.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Good. All right, good.
Okay.
How much longer is this music?
And we're done.
Okay. I am a reality TV hooker.
I like the stall.
Oh yeah.
I call it stall and awe.
Yeah.
Or stall and
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
sure.
It's or good shock in Okinawa.
So I am a reality TV watcher.
Yes.
Addict.
See, Kelly's an addict, so I get like reality TV by proxy.
Oh, see, so does Marnie. She's such a trooper. She'll watch parts of them and she rolls her eyes the whole time, but I love her for sitting
next to
me.
I hate the stupid Bachelor, but I like Big Brother.
See, she'll watch both of them with me. But so here's Big Brother. Yeah. So Big Brother's on 3 times a week, which makes it a super guilty pleasure. I love it. And I love
the news
that it's
is on every day. Oh. And I can't even it do
also,
that.
It no, also is on 2 hours every night on the TV Guide Network I recorded on.
I said last night when I was watching it, I'm like, God damn it, I need the veto competition immediately.
Yes, me too. I thought it was tonight, but it's tomorrow night. Anyway, so if anyone watches Big Brother and watched last night, there's this little cunt bag, Okinawa bag, named Aaron, but spelled differently.
Like the Aryan Nation.
The Aryan Nation.
I said that last night. Okay. Tie-in. It's A-A-R-Y-N. Yep. I literally said last night to Kelly, I'm like, well, her family's racist and they're Aryan Nation.
Yep, and she's from Texas. No offense.
I hate her.
Yeah,
I thought she was from like Oklahoma.
So, and
like that's better?
Well, I know.
Sorry, Susie.
Sorry, Susie.
So apparently she's a model and she came into the house and she hooked up with this total Okinawa bag at the first week and he got kicked out. And so she's on this like a revenge path. And she made all these comments last night on the show. Well, over the last week that they put in last night's show. Totally racist, homophobic, all these comments about Asians and about black people and about gay people. So here I have a little bit of it. And keep in mind that the host of Big Brother, Julie Chen, is in fact an Asian.
I've seen her.
Yep, yep.
And very beautiful.
One of my favorite hosts ever.
But I, honest to God, it's one of the reasons I watch Big Brother because she's so good.
Hi, Julie.
Yes,
hi, Julie. So here's what that Aryan Nation, some of the things she said. She said that this one Asian, I love that none of you are looking at me, you're all on your electronic devices. Clayton has left the room. So, it's the Aryan Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Aryan Show. She said that one of the Asian contestants should go make rice. And then she started saying about how she looked like a squinty Asian. And she did this whole monologue about why you have no boyfriend. Your nail too long. And did this whole
intentional racism.
That was total intentional racism. Thank you. And then she said about the gay contestant, Andy, about how nobody's going to vote for that queer. Mm-hmm. And then she made some anti-African-American remarks as well.
Like she said, it doesn't matter. Something about you can't see her anyway if the lights are off.
Because she's.
It was really tacky.
And then that pageant queen.
The Asian business, though, when she kept going and kept going.
On and on.
And she's doing the Asian, like, accent. And I don't know why you do this. And,
right.
But she kept going on and on and on. And I'm like, why are all these dickheads?
Do you know you're on national TV?
Sitting at the table laughing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Someone stand up to her. And the black guy, I was surprised.
We were talking about that on the air.
He didn't watch, because he was like, I should have stood up. Yes, you should have.
Because the black guy, Howard, heard all these comments all of them. She made.
He's like, it wasn't intentionally toward me. Well, she said things about you later when you weren't around.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
but
right.
You could win $500,000.
It doesn't matter.
Right. I got to keep my game face on.
I just felt like he should have said something.
Oh, yeah. So Julie Chen, Tyler, knock it off. I love my son, Big Brother. So Julie Chen then was interviewed because, well, she's the host and because she's Asian. And she said about, it's 2013. I felt ignorant that there are still people in this country who feel and act that way. And it made me sad. And then now there's a whole... there's a whole petition saying that this racist, homophobic bitch should be kicked off the show. And here's the best part. This is the kicker. She is a model, apparently, and one of her little friends in the house is a pageant queen, apparently, and they've both been fired for what they've said, but they don't know they've been fired because they're in the Big Brother house for another 2.5 months. No. So they're coming out 2.5 months later.
Okinawa bomb!
Yes. No, that may not
have
been right.
No. Unintentional racism.
Yes, that was unintentional.
I did not say Hiroshima. Sorry.
Yeah, actually,
different.
You just did.
No. Yeah.
Well, I just said that. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
So anyway, that's my favorite part. And,
my bad.
And I hope that she gets kicked off soon. And
oh, I'd like to see the look on their faces when they walk out of the house.
Oh, me too. Oh, me too.
By the way, I'm used to be your agent.
Fired?
Yeah, by the way. Hashtag fired.
Hashtag fired. Racist
Christian
fired.
Loopholes.
Oh, yes.
Christian loopholes. So that's my reality TV insight for the week. I'm trying to think of what else. Al says to go see The Heat because it's hilarious. So
really
movie watchers.
Want to say that. With Sandra Bullock and
Melissa McCarthy.
Yep.
I finally watched Pitch Perfect for this first time, and I'm learning the cup song. I already knew the cup thing from church camp 100 years ago, but I'm learning
I know
the song
nothing
along
about
with
what
it.
You speak.
Well, anyway.
She could show you.
I could show you, maybe after the entertainment.
Oh, yeah. And Sean's already
do you know
it,
Sean?
Popping it out.
No, I don't know how to do it.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, she's
I need,
the whole
I need
thing
an empty
around.
Cup, and I can
good.
Do the whole thing.
But Pitch Perfect, you haven't seen that one yet.
Never,
is that right?
No.
Al loves it.
Oh, I love it, Al. I love it. I love
cute.
It. I love it.
Yeah. And some really, I mean, you're just going to, it's just mindless entertainment.
Pitch
it's
Perfect
fun.
Is not the one about the Glee Club in Kansas.
Pitch Perfect is about, there's that Fat Amy.
It's an acapella group.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
but what's the name of the show that remember the god awful Glee Club in Kansas that they
no. Are you thinking of that? Yeah, are you thinking of that? What was
on
it
on VH1? The
yeah,
no,
you're, I think you're getting there. You're getting there.
Al, pitch in here. I forget what that one is called. But yes,
they,
no, it's not that one.
Very well.
Yes.
No, it's not that one. This is a movie.
Okay.
Oh, it's all right, got it.
Yeah, it's with these different glee clubs kind of in college, and they compete against it. There's a very funny line about how this is not your come out, feel good about yourself high school glee club, referencing Glee, which is very clever. Yeah, but yeah. It was a very cute movie, and I liked it, and I can... do one of the songs at the end. Anyone else have entertainment stories this evening?
Marnie, you were looking up something I saw just on your iPad there.
Just trying to look it up because I had that Big Brother story.
But, right. Oh, yeah, that was Marnie's, but she gave it to me because she loves me.
I saw you had Randy Travis on your screen a second ago.
Well, I did. He is he is the world's like smallest heart pump, apparently, and I actually had him on there because I wanted to put him on the death den. But no, apparently not. He's in critical condition.
Randy Travis?
Texas,
Some sort of a heart infection or something.
Is he the one that looks like a
Tuesday
Cocker Spaniel?
And being drunk and anything
Travis
else?
Cocker Spaniel.
Travis Tritt.
You think Travis Tritt looked like a Cocker Spaniel? Oh, I'm
totally.
So glad you picked up that tray.
I'll Google this. Keep going with your conversation.
He's in critical condition with a heart issue and apparently had like a small, like the smallest pump ever put into his
these
heart.
These wonderful charm,
so,
by the way. These are wonderful. Strawberries from
I love that the strawberries even dinged.
Yeah.
Okinawa Randy Travis.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, it really wasn't a big thing.
Travis Tritt, you think looks like a Cocker Spaniel?
I'm pulling it up right now.
The whiskey ain't working anymore. I understand. I know Travis. I don't know Travis Tritt, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, so Al's kind of probably registered as this. Anyone? No.
Like tell me he does not look like Cocker Spaniel with those big droopy ears.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
The wavy
ears. Now that I see that, that's an old picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I see that, I can see what you're talking about.
But
right.
He looks like a Cocker Spaniel.
Right. I got you.
A blonde one?
Albeit.
Right.
The blonde one?
Right. Yeah,
he's
I'm with you.
He's not very good looking.
Nope.
But he sings that song anymore. Oh, my God. If you guys don't know the song, breaks my heart. Mm. I don't love you anymore. Oh, my God. It's awful. It's awful. I'm done. I can't. Now I'm going to cry.
Wow.
I'm going to sue myself.
Okinawa.
And when you get some money from yourself, buy a new door. So you can get in and out of your house. Got it.
I hear that that's what everyone wants to do.
Yeah.
Be able to open and close
we go
the door.
In and out of our house all the time. No
that's
problem.
Terrible.
Now, getting in and out of my truck is a different story.
Yeah,
God
right.
Damn it. I don't know what the hell's up with that. Okinawa me.
Right. Okinawa off. So, what did you have, Katie?
Or Sean.
Sean had something.
Actually, I watched on HBO the Outlist.
Let's turn that towards you. There you go.
Yeah.
The Outlist. Outlist.
Just came out, I think, last week or maybe the week before.
I've not heard of this. What is it?
HBO documentary, and it has Neil Patrick Harris and Wanda Sykes and a couple other.
So the gays.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of them.
The out people.
Yeah,
the
celebrities that are out.
Oh, they would be. Some would be the L's or the G's. Because we all have letters, right?
The B's, LGBTQ. The T's, the Q's, yes. The P's.
There was one T, and that's actually the point of my story.
Oh! Yeah. Well, Okinawa me!
So, I was
sober. Drink more.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, you're not sober, or you're not going to drink more? Which one?
Both of them.
Okay.
But I was watching the Outlist, and it's a very cute documentary about celebrities that are out.
Google it.
And one of the ladies that was on there, she's this black woman, very, very beautiful. She's talking about being a kid, and she's talking about how when she was younger, she used to dream about having long hair and kissing a boy and all this stuff. And I'm like looking at her, I'm like, okay, well, why is she on this show? And then she starts talking about her father, and her father gave her his name. And I'm still like, I'm not getting what's going on here.
You didn't realize what you were looking at.
No, and then she finally comes out and says that she was transgender, but she is the most beautiful black woman I think I've seen like in general. And she's I think she was an author, but her story was very, very uplifting, and everybody that's on the show, Ellen's on there, and Neil Patrick Harris. Lady Bunny's on there. Okay. Talks about drag and everything, but it's a really great. It's only an hour long. It's a quick little watch, but
and again, the name of it is The Outlist.
The Outlist, and it's on HBO. If you have HBO Go or HBO in general, like
I have it only because I live with Jason Carlton.
Yeah. So
right. Can I piggyback on that and just tell a heartwarming story for just a moment? It has nothing to do with entertainment.
Are you done with your story? Because I don't want to.
Oh, sorry, Sean.
Well, I think you should.
He gave me a cocktail. Yeah. Now I'm talking a lot.
Sorry.
Well, that basically is it. I think you definitely should take the hour to watch it. It was.
Oh, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Got it. Do you have? Is there a name to this?
The Outlist?
Yeah, that's her.
What?
Isn't she beautiful, though?
Yes. Oh, my God. Wait. Pause.
There was something else with that there was a story a couple weeks ago on CNN about a Navy Marine.
Oh, right. A former military. Yes, I did. I saw that.
That was something.
Everybody needs to see her because she...
What?
Yeah.
I know.
All right, exactly. For her. Yeah. She looks like she could be an anchor on CNN.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yeah, she is. Beautiful.
And, like, absolutely. I just think, like, just black women are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know.
Kelly, start tanning. So, Aaron, you had something you wanted to piggyback on
just
that.
Just briefly, because there's, you know, we don't hear a whole lot of heartwarming stories all the time. And, you know, people eating kindergartners' hearts, not.
It was sarcastic.
A moment.
Okinawa.
So one of my former students, I had the boy. I didn't have the girl. They were siblings. The girl has just come out transgendered to her family. She's going to be he is going to be a sophomore in high school next year.
And what age did that put you on? I forget.
15.
15,
14. 15. He'll be 16 probably this year.
Okay.
And his mom is so proud. She's putting it all over Facebook. These are my two beautiful sons. I'm so proud of my sons. Yeah. They are amazing. And she goes on and on. She's been posting like documentary things on Facebook about here's what it's like to be transgendered. Here's what my son is in for. You know, when he gets back to school, it's going to be hard for him. But the fact that a 15-year-old was able to come out transgender to his family, and that he has their total support. It just
now, you said
weepy.
the mom is doing this. Now, where is the father in this?
I'm not friends with the dad on Facebook.
Okay,
but the dad, well, mom wears the pants, really, and so I would assume dad's just
Pat Robertson
going
would
along.
Say that that's wrong.
That's wrong. She needs to make the house for him.
Put on
a dress. Yeah,
barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
Right.
God damn it.
Okinawa. Or something. Okinawa. Anyway, it was just you mentioned it, and it reminded me.
There's another great story that happened in Colorado, and with a little boy. Mm.
Would you like your own segment on the show, Sean?
I know, the transgender segment.
Would you have a story you'd like to tell us?
Are you talking about the 5-year-old little
because Sean girl, boy? Sean is also a name that can be either way. You know?
Oh yeah, you have a bisexual name too.
I do.
Oh, could be a woman's.
Yeah. I have met some Shawns that are named
Sean,
women.
Kozolchik or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
but there was
she
a
went
little,
to her birthday
little
last
boy
week.
In Colorado that wants to be a little girl, And he was being forced
to
take...
she's a little girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
right. She's a little girl.
That is being forced to use the restroom in the nurse's office.
I remember hearing
right,
that.
Right, right.
And the Supreme Court just came down and said, no, she is allowed to use the girl's restroom.
Makes
and
me so
if
happy.
You look at the pictures of her, she looks like a little girl.
Yeah.
You would never even know.
You would guess it.
Never know.
Yep.
She has little ringlets, like she has the long hair. Yep.
She's Jewish?
She had red hair, so I mean.
Oh, ringlets. Never mind. I was thinking that.
Not Hasidic.
Very different.
Speaking of prayer curls, anybody else watch that Princesses Long Island show on Bravo,
Jesus
too?
Christ, yeah, oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, I love it. Coco Loco last night. Okay, anyway, go ahead, Katie.
So bad that I watched that.
Wow.
How do you have time to raise your daughter? You watch a lot of television.
I put her down at like six.
Well, that's why her daughter's bending over backwards to touch her.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She's doing.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not sure if they're Kegels yet, but she's doing some sort of an exercise in your house, Katie.
No, that is probably why.
Okay,
she thinks touch her toes is bend backwards. It's probably why. Do you know what? I put her down. She goes to bed at like 7, and then I actually work, but I keep dumb shit TV.
Oh, me too.
On the background while I work.
So Fox News is on behind you all the time. In your house.
Right. Consistent. Wow. I actually have. I'm in love with a feat. I don't know why. Because we're talking about transgender. A female model who is actually a female, but she models as a male. Casey Legler. Anyway, Google her if you're interested. She is.
I will Google.
Spell that. K-C-K-A.
No, it's actually C-A-S-E-Y. Last name L-E-G-L-E-R. She actually models as a male, like on major runways. Mm. And she is real hot. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, wow. I can see it from Aaron's. Ernie.
Sexy pants.
I can see it from Ernie's.
But that's not, yes.
Well, that's a strong jawline.
But that's not my, but there's all, it's all girl underneath.
Oh,
her.
And she's
that's
actually
the
in the,
part.
She's actually in the Ford model book and
yeah.
the Ford men.
Yes.
Wow.
She's in the, so that's the whole, that's her whole story is that she models exclusively as a male and she's so sexy, but that's the best part about her is she's like really good looking, but all lady.
But that's,
oh, and they're her boobs.
But that's cool. Yep.
I've looked at them a lot.
Well, yeah, well.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But I have actually looked at that picture a lot.
Kidding.
No, I'm not. No. I've actually looked at it a lot. Yeah.
She's not. There's that. Wow. Well,
okay. So here's my entertainment segment. Okay. Round robin. Yay!
Yay!
Okay. I saw a movie this weekend as well. And this is when I wish that Al was on board because it was.
Sorry.
World War Z. Are you a zombie person?
No, not at all.
Okay, nobody is. No,
not even a little bit.
So, Al, I'll have you know, I watched World War Z.
Japan's back. We got Japan back.
Hey, Donnie.
Okinawa!
Hi, Donnie.
Okinawa!
Just for you, our drinking word is Okinawa tonight, just so you know that.
Oh, yes. Isn't that fun,
Donnie? Have a beverage.
We're not mocking. We're drinking.
Sake, whatever you're drinking, whatever.
So
that was mocking. Sorry.
That was mocking.
World War Z is totally freaky deaky. It was, I thought it was incredible.
It's Brad Pitt. Yes.
The weird thing to me when I'm watching Brad Pitt in a movie is it's like Brad Pitt playing against total regular old plain Janes, normally people, you know, and that's weird to me because he's such a superstar, you know, to like watch him play against no names. I mean, I don't think there's really any other major stars in the movie. And if there are, then forgive me. They aren't major. Because
you don't know
that. Major to
but they're not major to like normal.
And they're not in Big Brother's house, so
right.
Who knows them?
Right.
An Asian girl.
So
and
who knows?
But anyway, the movie is really intense. It was super awesome. I loved it. I would go see it again, I think, and I don't see movies twice.
Oh.
But it was. But you know,
you don't see movies twice?
I barely see them once.
Oh, I'm surprised.
No, I don't. I don't.
Really?
I mean, there are a few movies I've seen twice.
Al has watched many, many movies, multiple. And I have, too.
No.
Like, Sordid Lives. I can't even count how many times. I know for a fact I have seen.
Drop Dead Gorgeous?
I have seen.
Oh actually, Drop Dead Gorgeous.
I've never seen that.
We both love that.
Never seen it.
Oh,
but, like,
oh,
but like
Titan. I feel a little bit like Al. Wait, time out.
I know.
Channeling.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
That was a good face.
What the hell was that?
That was my Al look to you for not having seen Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Okay.
Like, it's sick and pathetic.
Right.
And
Okinawa. Oh, apparently he saw it. He saw it.
It is so fucking good. Yes.
So
Okinawa.
So Okinawa. We really.
Like,
I don't know why we're not hanging out more.
Yeah.
You're my new BFF.
BFF!
Biffle.
Hashtag Holesfield.
Hashtag fuck off Okinawa.
Okinawa! You'll never beat Sony again.
Hashtag
but like for example, like I was so into Titanic, I saw it eight.
Okay.
Wait, don't you start doing clarifications yet, Missy. Let me get. Al's not here. This might be.
This is your show.
This
again.
Might be my show because I heard what you said when I walked out of the room. It's the Aaron show.
Because they were all looking at their devices, and you were out of the room. I was the only one paying any attention.
Oh, okay.
You can rewind it. She's telling the truth.
I'll do it
later. Really am.
No.
For once.
I was so into the majesty that was the Titanic movie, and I had kind of followed it through the years of the story. I mean, I knew the whole story, and I saw the earlier versions of the same movie. I just was amazed at what they had done with it. And that was one of the, I'd say James Cameron, that was one of the first movies where they used a lot of CG. It was all filmed in like on a dock in Mexico, and all of it was done. Everything else was done.
Oh, yeah.
Like the ship was half a ship, and they had.
Stop it.
Yeah,
I guess done. I never really thought about
it. I saw it 8 times in the theater.
Did you think it was in 1912?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just curious. So I want to make sure.
I saw it. It was the last movie to play at the original Cine Capri at 24th and Camelback.
Yeah, that's right.
So I saw it 4 times there, and then I saw it 4 more times in other theaters. I saw it so many times that I could tell that when I could see the computer-generated stuff, I'm like, okay, now I'm done.
Yeah.
But now I've seen it like 2 or 3 more times since then. But first, my God, I've probably seen that movie 10 times. Yeah. Al is cringing because I haven't seen many other movies ever once, period. Right. Like Mommy Dearest, I've seen multiple times. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? There are several other movies I've seen multiple times, but I'm surprised. You seem like a person to me who would see things like that.
I actually, Titanic. It's so funny that you bring that up because I really don't see movies over and over and over again, but Titanic I've seen actually a number of times. And
is it because of the boobs when Winslet's showing her tits? Is that what it is? Because
apparently she knows that a lot.
But no, I actually, there is one part of that movie that makes me cry so bad every time. Well, it's when the ship is going down, right? And And they start the string quartet is like, we're going to stay and play all night. That's when I'm like, oh, and like from that moment until you watch the captain walk back into the boiler control room and the water all breaks through and drowns him. And then I'm like a sobbing hysterical mess. And I have actually watched that movie a number of times. The last time I saw it happened to be the night before I went into labor. And I wondered why it was extra emotional to me that night. Like I was like watching it. And I was I think I started crying when I saw the opening credits. Like, I couldn't handle myself.
Like, you didn't want to let go of Jack.
I could not handle it.
I'll never let go of Jack.
It was like they were all...
Oh, you're dead.
They were boarding the ship, and I was bawling. But I have also watched my favorite movie in the whole wide world. I feel like maybe you'll like this, Aaron. You know Dead Poets Society?
Yeah, I love Dead Poets Society.
Oh, my God. Marnie perked up like crazy.
No, that's my favorite.
It's
Subaru had a sale, and she's like, what?
It's my.
You can go Okinawa.
It is literally, yeah, it's true. Because it is my girl. I think it's my all time favorite movie. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
And I cry.
Forget it. I'm done.
And I just like sob like a baby, and I love it so.
Yeah, when all of a sudden it's all that music, crazy music, and then pop.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a movie I've watched over and over. And actually, in the last month or so. Nemo. Finding Nemo is a movie that
I do
watched
love Nemo.
Every day.
Is it because Palmer is really into that right now?
She wants.
Does she know a sequel's coming? Finally, yes.
She does not. But
don't let the fish out of the aquarium.
We watched Nemo.
Don't let the cat out of the bag.
I got it.
Cute baby.
She loves it. We actually have now a little aquarium with a little goldfish that's named Nemo. And for some reason, she thinks Nemo it lives in her belly button. So every time she looks down, she goes Nemo. Where are you, Nemo? And she tries to, like, get Nemo out. It's cute.
That is
literally not cute to anyone else.
I gotta tell you, I am so excited that look on his face is just frozen forever in time.
Okay, so Palmer.
That was horrifying.
Palmer thinks that a fish lives in her.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, Nemo lives in there.
It's called an imagination.
No, I understand that, but
every time.
On the other hand, that's fucking hysterical.
Now, have you ever shown her Shark Tale? Because get her on that one. Because
no, we have her Shark Tale.
There's a car wash involved, and she's gonna want to know what's going on.
I told you, or I'll tell you. Shark Tale, Nemo, Cinderella, Lion King.
Come on, give me one.
Now, Lion King, the story. Lion King, the book she wants over and over and over again, which happens to be the longest Okinawan book in our house. And I don't, I'm over it. But Nemo, I'm all good. I'm all good.
It's so cute.
Okay. It's a movie I watch over and over and over and over.
And again, it's just Ellen reading stuff. I mean, you just hear her voice, she's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, so
I mean, the writing is so great, and her delivery, and the...
Isn't there a movie like that's about Dory specifically?
Not that I'm aware. I think that's the part two that's coming up. Yeah, they're going to focus on her.
Do not confuse her with Dora the Explorer.
No, nope, different.
Very different. We don't like Dora.
Oh, why?
Oh.
Palmer doesn't
Paula
like
Dora. Paula Deen? Is she a little Paula Deen?
Unintentional racist.
Wait, Palmer doesn't like Dora the Explorer, or
not
you
really.
Don't?
No, I love Dora. I wanted her like...
Where is that
enroll
bitch?
Her in a Spanish like school.
No, you're thinking of Waldo.
No, I don't care about him. No, he's
Did
a skinny white guy.
Maybe you're thinking of Matt Lauer.
No, because she's the explorer. I'm like, is she?
But everyone's searching for Waldo.
I'm not searching for Waldo. Like, she's the explorer. She's somewhere. Where is she? Where is she exploring?
She's with Boots. But Palmer doesn't give a shit. So.
Who the fuck is Boots?
The Boots were made for
walking.
Oh, they were made for walking. They were exploring somewhere else. There's a lot of segues I can work with right here, boys and girls.
Clayton, tell us about your entertainment segment du jour.
I don't really have one.
That's weird.
I talked earlier about the lovely movie of Lone Ranger that we watched. And again, it's anything to do with Johnny Depp. So if you like the sense of humor, if you get his sense of humor, because all of his characters, going back to Benny and June, going to Gilbert Grape, any of like, one of my favorite movies is still Edward Scissorhands. So
always.
Love it. And I cry. The time when they come together and the Winona Ryder character, and I forget her name, at the end of the movie, when she comes up and he's like, or she says, I want, just hold me or something. And he's like, I can't. Because he knows if he holds her, he'll kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just cry.
Is that Lone Ranger?
No.
What happened? Edward
Scissorhands. So it's...
Oh my God, Katie, we're so BFFs right now. So biffles.
I was like really feeling.
I was feeling very emotional for Lone Ranger for a second. Like maybe I will go see it.
It's the Lone Scissorhands.
Edward Lone Scissorhands.
Oh my God, is that the Lone Ranger? No. Okinawa.
Oh God.
Holy crap, that was so funny.
Oh my God.
So but that kills me every time that he is and it's funny that when you look at the story of Edward Scissorhands, he was like from the land of misfit toys. Mm-hmm. He's the odd one out and he is looking for, striving for acceptance.
Right.
Which Pat Robertson would never give him. I mean, he would vomit on Edward Scissorhands.
Vomit, but
he was pale.
He's different.
Got stuff on his face.
Yeah, the scars. Oh, different.
He was different than a white male
Christian
loophole person.
Oh yes.
I have lots of loopholes though, and I don't understand.
Oh, they have a lot of them.
So many loopholes.
Yeah, a lot of loopholes.
Yep.
So no, but I don't really have any entertainment segment. I don't. The one thing now, not entertainment related. Necessarily, but obviously we all are aware that last weekend, last Saturday, there was the Asiana airline crash in San Francisco. Two 16-year-old girls died, unfortunately, in the tragedy. But knowing how we all are here in Arizona, pardon me, no matter what happens, I don't care anywhere in the world. I don't care where it is. Somehow it's breaking news, the Arizona connection.
Right.
So I jokingly put on Facebook,
we are
just minutes away from there being the Arizona connection to the Asiana Airlines tragedy in San Francisco. Right. And it wasn't probably 7 minutes. My friend Mark Martinez from Channel 10, he goes, already done. We got a woman on the phone who's from Arizona. La, 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 la. Like, damn.
Nice work, beat
me to it.
That's a nice prediction there.
So
happening.
He was all on it. They already had that done, so it didn't take long.
Did you hear that one of the girls was killed? She was run over by an emergency vehicle.
I heard
she survived the crash and then was ran over by.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no, I just heard that the two girls were outside of the plane. I didn't know anything else.
Yeah, one of them was run over by an emergency vehicle.
That
is
crazy.
Awful.
Well, they couldn't tell.
Yeah, and I read today that the two stewardesses or flight attendants, they were thrown from the plane, but both of them survived.
It's just awful.
Oh, it is. It's awful. It's totally. There's nothing good about it. how, well, the only good thing there is about it is for them to do a landing like that and only two people lose
only
their lives.
Only 307?
Granted, there that's are spinal injuries, incredible. There is paralysis, yeah, there's some other things, but everybody
they,
else left.
Right.
So that's good. But again, that's not entertainment. It was just the entertainment connection was the fact that it's,
right,
we were,
Arizona connection.
As Al talks about it, CNN is gavel to gavel on Hernandez, Arias,
yep.
Boston bombings, all this. And all of a sudden, we stopped everything. And I even put it on Facebook. CNN must have had a fucking orgasm.
I saw that.
Because all of a sudden, they get to go outside because there's something happening outside.
Right. Something real.
Right.
Right,
so
now.
So they go out, they do all this. And then it just becomes, we rehash. And I'm like, okay, Egypt is going through some shit. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Why do we have to be rehashing that news feed over and over and over and over? Drives me nuts.
I'm with you. Yeah.
So I don't get that. So I want them to have CNN A, B, C, D, and then they can show the Arias trial, the Hernandez trial, the Boston bomb, they can show everything on all those feeds that's nonstop. And Nancy Grace can just come all over herself with all that shit because she wants to analyze everything. But they just need to have one channel
that's real news.
That's just, and I realize it's a continuing
happening
loop.
Happening now, real
but
news.
Here,
right.
You know, let's go to Egypt.
Today,
let's go to here.
Right.
Let's, you know, something happened in Detroit. Something happened in St. Louis.
Right.
There's so many other things, and it just drives me crazy.
Right.
And funny thing is, I come from a news background. That's not the correct statement. I worked for a NBC affiliate in Joplin, Missouri, and obviously we were 24/7. We had a news, you know, thing that was going on, so we were always constantly watching for stuff. But so many other things happen. Yes, there's a fire. Yes, there's this. But okay, that's going on, but life is still happening.
Right. I have a cousin by marriage who is addicted to the Jodi Arias trial. Still, and like, locked herself in her house, and it's all she did was watch the trial the whole time. And still, yeah, it's disturbing.
It is a lot.
And so she's got CNN still.
I've got mine.
Hook herself into it.
Katie's still trying to. Katie's still trying to get us on the Lone Ranger story.
I have to get up and leave the room, but I'm afraid because my shorts have ridden up so much.
I'm not sure what happened.
What happened?
If you can set that over.
We don't know what happened in here because not only can I not dance or be a homemaker, I also can't make drinks. Apparently,
well,
I need Sean.
Katie's trying.
I would have made them.
She can or cannot.
Give a mic.
But can I just say? May I just, Katie? The fact that you have a blanket for your child that is that cute, that's
covered in yogurt.
Well, yogurt or not, that's adorable, and
it
looks scarf like.
Look,
so the
go.
Fact that that's real, kudos to you, sister.
And Sean, we'd like to give a shout out to you for being able to work with all this loveliness.
Yeah,
for getting her
here,
to
here.
Dance with Dancing
here,
with
here.
The Bars.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I know.
Wait,
yes.
No, I'm sorry. Today we had to do some spins. I'm getting a buffalo hump, and I think Sean caused it. He says dance it out.
I
say
really
fuck
what that
you.
Means.
Yeah,
Okinawa.
All of you.
Okinawa
hump.
I have to like do a weird slide through his legs. We may have to change it. I don't know.
Does the hump get in the way?
They're doing the Humpty dance?
My hump.
Check it out.
Oh.
Let me just say this. I'm really excited for you all to be there.
Yeah, but we don't know if we can.
Is this Samba-ish?
It's me. I'm hosting.
We need your votes.
Is this Samba-ish? Yes. Like, because Molly Montgomery posted on your picture that it looked like a Samba roll.
Also, I'd like to say, Molly, you
well
were right.
Done.
That's right.
Yep.
We were doing Samba rolls.
I recognize it from my Dancing with the Stars.
Is it okay to give away the what color are you wearing? Because last year, very cute.
Oh my God, last year you were adorable.
Darling. By the way, Sean, I'm not trying to take anything from you. You were darling as well. No.
Let's, that's what I wanted.
With that.
So, okay, we're coming up on the end of hour two. We still have sports to get to with Katie. Aaron's going to make an escape and kiss her girlfriend. We're blending beverages. Sean Nerdahl is here, who is Katie June's dancing partner with Dancing with the Bars. If you'd like to donate to Katie June, because part of this is...
Now, is it for a kidney? Is it... What are we donating?
No. Is it Joshua Tree?
Joshua Tree.
It's Joshua Tree, right?
Hello.
Joshua Tree Feeding Program.
Kidding.
Sure, whatever. Yes. It's in my cunt mug. Which, by the way, I need to talk to you about those.
It's bad?
No, it's good.
Oh, good.
Huh?
Tell me if this is going to kill you real quick.
Well, because we're not sure. And it could be very...
Oh, no, no, no,
it's
no.
Good.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We just kind of kept going because I didn't know where she started. And so
she's
stopped. Like, well, I did a little bit of this and then I did that. And I'm like...
I don't know why. Snowball hired me as a bartender once upon a time. I'm not sure why.
Snowball. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Snowballs.
Snowball.
Yeah, she's up north. She lives up north now.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Good. I say good for her like nobody gives a shit.
No, but I'm doing good for her. I think it's a good thing. Nobody else that's listening might.
Well, maybe that. There's that.
Only because they don't know who she is.
Now, Katie, we're very off course. Everything's going to hell.
This is weird.
But do you have a, I'm assuming you have a sports segment we're going to go to in a minute? Okay, that's quite all right.
She knew she was going
to
be here.
But we managed to get through our entertainment segment.
We did, and it was wonderful.
Thank you, Aaron.
I do have one more quick entertainment segment.
Oh, Sean! Come on, baby.
Wait, we
gotta pay for it.
Yep. Can we get it when we come back?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. We got shit to do. I think I need to make
some more of this.
You do? Okay. Sorry for the odd pause. Lock going. We're sipping drinks. Okinawa is our drinking word. If you want to use it in any sentence, we're using it as a swear word. So. Okinawa you, why don't you go
Okinawa
yourself, you're an Okinawa bag, yeah, all that.
Mother in Okinawa.
And we're doing this for our friend who is stationed in Okinawa, Japan, listening to us live right now on Q-Talk America. Yay. Thank you for being here. The beginning of the end of hour two, the beginning of hour three coming up. It's our final hour. We got some sports, some thoughtful vulgarity, and other things coming up. I'm sure we've got a question. Whew, lots going on. It's Q-Talk America. We are live out of Central Phoenix with Katie, Marnie, Aaron, Sean, and me. I'm Clayton McKee. We'll be back in just moments right here on Q-Talk America.
You've been listening to the show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening once again. It's 9 o'clock straight up on a Tuesday night. Tuesday night. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. Thank you for joining us wherever you are listening, from your car, your boat, your train. If you're in France, Japan, United States, any one of the countries. Oddly, tonight, we don't have Saudi Arabia or was it Kuwait? There's some other countries that...
Kuwait, mm-hmm.
They're not in there this evening, so... It's all right. We'll get through it somehow without them. But this is Hour 3. We are live 7 to 10 at Phoenix time every Tuesday night, coming from you live from the palatial Q-Talk America Plaza, located in the heart of Central Phoenix, where it's a cool 78 degrees in the studio. Million degrees outside.
A million and one.
I think my Aunt Susie is still listening in Ketchum, Oklahoma. Hi, Susie. Thank you for joining us. My mom is listening. And I'm sure all of us have friends as well. Sean, did other people know you were coming tonight? I mean, apparently, nobody else knew Aaron was coming but me, and I was wrong on that.
Yes, but I'm here.
Look at you.
And the thing is that you weren't wrong by any means.
I'm here.
Right, but
it was just a misunderstanding.
I thought we'd established that last week, but welcome.
It doesn't matter. I'm here.
You're so positive.
Marnie's, you're like, you're not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
You're only mistaken.
She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
There's that. So we are in studio with Aaron and Marnie and Sean and Katie and me. By the way, for those of you that don't know why Sean is here, Sean is Katie June's dance partner for Dancing with the Bars. It's a fundraiser for the Joshua Tree Feeding Program that's run out of Phoenix, feeding and caring for a lot of people suffering with and dealing with HIV and AIDS. It is a way for them to get some meals, and if I'm not mistaken, do they also have a pet feeding thing too?
Yeah. They have a pet program.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but pets oftentimes offer a lot of support and comfort and companionship to, you know, low income or really struggling HIV patients.
That's true.
Absolutely.
So if I donate $20, let's say, on katiejune.com, I will be entered in the New Kids raffle and
two times.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
You get one entry per $10.
Honey, I'm entering twice.
Oh.
Somebody gave $50 for it, but... It's Sunday. It's this Sunday, the 14th.
Oh, no, we have a date on Sunday.
Just kidding. When do you want it to be? $20.
Jordan Knight just called in the chat room, and he's like, yeah, we can change the concert for Aaron.
By the way, I want to throw this out. May I?
You may, because Al's not here.
Give her the fucking money. You're going to the concert anyway.
I know. I'm going to the concert anyway.
Breaking. Breaking news.
I wish I was you right now.
Oh my God.
This is so exciting.
Oh my God.
I'm going too, but
I want to be you.
She was in love with Jordan Knight.
Well, who wasn't?
You're the man.
We are best friends. We are best friends.
I had a button.
Anyone anywhere.
Yes, a huge button.
And I was obsessed.
We have just lost control of the show.
Posters, t-shirts. Oh, I love Jordan. Oh.
New Kids on the Block, 98 degrees.
Boys to Men.
ABC, BBD.
The East Coast family.
Yeah.
Never skip to beat.
Suing. Still can sue.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Anyway, I wanted her to know that she could definitely give her money, which we will definitely do.
We will give anyway, but still.
But,
oh, my God. Oh, my God, also.
So let me get this straight. Your daughter thinks that a fish lives in her belly. Oh my God, you're going to New Kids on the Block.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I love them so much.
So much.
So wait a minute.
Did you go to NKOTBSB when they were with Baxter Bris?
I did.
And it was life changing.
It was life changing.
I literally. Have been holding my breath until they come back.
By the way, you have to keep in mind, last November.
How do you not know Wham? Oh, wait, that's your sister.
That's your sister. 2 years ago, this one went with me to Rick Springfield.
I did.
Okay? And it was this big joke because she was like, what does he sing?
Exactly. But I feel like I know maybe one or two of his songs.
Like Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl, right?
Oh, Jesse's Girl.
There's another one. There's another one that I can't think of the name right now. You'll
the one that the whole crowd sang over and over. 8 5 7 5
No. That's Tommy Two Tone.
Absolutely different.
Okay, good.
Rock. Something with a rock. 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 God damn it.
Rock till you drop.
What is that? What is that?
Rock till you drop. And then.
Well, Okinawa. God damn it.
No, and I've done everything for you.
I've done everything. Got it.
He stood on people's chairs the whole time and like put the mic down for that whole thing.
Oh my God, it was fantastic.
He's very old.
So, he really is a little melty.
His face kind of melted off.
You know who's not melty? Jordan Knight. He looks fucking hot. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yep. I just had a biggest crush on him.
I did too. Remember the fool's tail he had that went down to his ass?
That was tacky, but yes, I remember it.
Yeah, but during our time, that was...
No, it was. I'm teasing.
People
actually,
at a certain
age. I
have
to be honest with you. I never did understand that because I always wanted to go up to somebody and yank it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We had a student
I did too,
this
but
year,
for
sixth
reason.
Grade step.
I wanted to wrap it around my
wrist.
Oh,
baby.
Oh, you are about to hear that.
Live it in concert.
So are you not going?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, how am I going?
Is it this coming Sunday?
This Sunday.
I'm going skydiving on Saturday and New Kids on the Block on Sunday. This is like the best weekend of my life.
I hope Saturday goes well for you.
I know. For more than a reason. Thank you.
Because otherwise I'll take somebody else.
Because you'll still go.
I'm going.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I wouldn't have anything else to do on a Sunday night.
Oh my God, and Boys to Men? I've never seen them in concert.
No,
by the way, that's
98 black, right?
Degrees, I could kind of care less.
Yes,
we're like 98 Degrees is like younger than our
it is
Boys
younger.
To Men.
We did a story. We did
32?
Okay.
Yeah,
we're close.
I'm almost 33.
Okay.
Al's got his fuck off face on.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
We did a story on Boys to Men a couple months ago about the fact that they were hired in Russia to go sing because they were hoping to. I guess there's been a drop in birth rate in Russia.
Oh.
So they were trying to get the groove on.
That's awesome. I don't remember that story at all.
Maybe you weren't here.
Yeah.
But no, we did.
Maybe I wasn't.
They were hired
here
to do a concert tour in Russia to hopefully maybe get the juices flowing because Barry White's dead. Well, so they were trying to get the juice.
Right.
So Al's comment was
that's Marvin Gaye. It's
and Al's comment different. Was
well,
they hired
works.
This is a group that sings The End of the Road.
And so we go to the end of the road.
Yeah.
I didn't say
I can't.
I swear to God.
I can't stop.
If YouTube finds that.
Does that make you think of like junior high dances?
We literally sang that as my friend Brandon and his family like moved away. Like they were driving out the road, and the rest of like our junior hires were standing in the road watching his car drive away, singing. And so we go. We were like crying.
Oh, I mean, it was funny when I moved away from Minnesota to Chicago for a brief period of time. We just played Time for Me to Fly.
Speedwagon. Or hashtag get the fuck out. Get the Okinawa out.
Get the Okinawa out.
Al just put in the chat room, and I think he's lying, that he doesn't know who Jordan Knight is. He worked at BS West, which was a video bar back in the day, more than it is now.
Yep. But did he work there in the 90s?
Yes. I met Al in 1993.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. NKOTV was like at their prime. They came out in 1989 and they were like, it was like 1990 to 1995. They were like, that was their.
He's lying. He's just bullshitting us. He's rolling his eyes.
Everybody
and
else liked Joe McIntyre, but not me. No. Not Katie. We like
Jordan Knight. I was Jordan Knight.
Who are they?
Oh, no. I was totally.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Okay, Mark Wahlberg.
Donnie and Danny Wahlberg.
Oh, I didn't know both two Wahlbergs.
Right. Katie, right? Donnie and Danny were Wahlbergs.
Danny Wood.
No. Danny Wood.
Oh, well, Danny Wood.
Because I thought there was only Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. It's Mark Wahlberg. He's not a new kid. He does Marky Mark. Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Donnie Wahlberg.
Right. Who's kind of fugly.
Jordan and John Knight. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Donnie.
Oh, that's right.
And then Danny Wood.
Yeah.
And Joe McIntyre. So wait, who'd you
and
love?
And
of course.
You love Jordan too?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to look them up and see which one I like, because I'm certain it wasn't Jordan.
It was too.
Oh, wait a minute. Probably because I was too old and it would have been weird.
Stop it.
Al says he started in 96 at BS West.
Still.
Whatever.
Still.
I know you know who Jordan Knight is.
98-99, Jordan Knight had a solo career with the video.
Which was horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, really.
Sure. It was one.
Maybe Al remembers him from that horrible career.
Al, go ahead and Google that.
You had... Al's not going to Google anything. Sean, you had another little thing on the entertainment you wanted to throw in. Go.
I did.
Go.
So, there is a gentleman named Orson Scott Card, who is an anti-gay author.
Uh-huh.
And they are making a movie about his book called The Ender's Game.
Oh,
and he's a Mormon.
Ender's Game? But Ender's Game is a book.
It's about, he's the author.
But he's the author and he's anti-gay.
I have students who were addicted to that book this year. Like, my whole class read it.
Oh, really?
So apparently he's anti-gay.
All of a sudden your community you build in classrooms isn't so wonderful anymore, is it? Okinawa!
What?
Okinawa.
Oh. And he's a Mormon. And
fucking Okinawan.
Eat their hearts out.
And so... apparently, everybody is trying or is talking about boycotting his movie that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And he's telling the gays to not boycott the movie.
Well, duh.
Because he thinks that we should do like the Bible says and have compassion for the people that
are haters,
are bigots,
who have trespassed against us, basically.
Oh.
He's like, and he's basically saying that the gay marriage point is moot at this point, and that he knows that eventually we are going to have the right to marry.
Well, good. I'm glad
in every state. And
he's
ready to give up that point of view, but he thinks now that it's going to be part for everybody to be able to participate in this. He thinks we all should go ahead and forgive the people that hated us along the way.
Like him.
How interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How very Christian.
Yeah. Christian loophole.
Christian loophole. That was my whole point. It was a Christian loophole.
That was a good segue, Sean. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that.
I may or may not be on board with his Christian loophole only because I want to see this movie because this book was the shit.
It was a good book.
I have a student. I have a student last year named Keb because there's a Keb in the book named Keb after this character.
Harrison Ford's in it, apparently. It comes out in November.
But the book, you loved the book.
I haven't read it.
It's good. It's a really, I read it like as a college student. I think it was a very quick, very, 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 very short, easy read, but very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really liked it. So I'm sad now to hear for the first time that he was a bigot.
Think that the irony is just that, you know, douchebag, I mean, Okinawa bag is saying, you know, come see it and you should, you know, forgive and this and that.
But
because
I
want
you.
Your money.
Right, but I still hate you.
Yeah,
you fags.
Because I want your money.
You fags, that's good.
Can I just...
You Okinawa egg.
May I just... it just took me about a minute and a half while talking on Q Talk America to donate to Katie and Sean's page. So, listeners out there.
Listeners, viewers, however you self-identify, go to katiejune.com. It will direct you right to the donation page for Katie and Sean. For
you
dancing
said
with
pets.
You.
And if she wins,
that's great. No, thank you. And honestly, you are giving to, you know, you're helping to support the Joshua Tree Feeding Program. Mm-hmm. And like Clayton said, they do a really important job of feeding low-income HIV and AIDS-affected people and their families, and they feed their pets, and it's an awesome charity.
I don't care about the people, but the pets, now I don't have to.
Oh, right. Al's going to
love
you.
Al's going
to love you. I know, I was going to say.
No dogs were harmed. We're good.
Here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Al. Yeah.
Well, as we are rolling along, it's 9:13. Katie, you ready to do some sports?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
In sports. The Mercury falls to the Minnesota Lynx, breaking an 8-game winning streak. There is an incredible young man who called his cancer Michigan and then beat it.
Oh.
Andy Murray, a Brit, ended a 77-year drought of having a hometown winner in the Wimbledon tournament. The Diamondbacks paid tribute to the 19 fallen in Yarnell. And pro bowler, first openly gay SB award winner. That took me a second. I'm going to need another cocktail.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
I thought he had just become transgender.
I know. First openly Gale. That's all.
The openly Gale.
So I'll go through our sports quickly. I know we have a lot still to get to in only 45 short minutes.
You got about 15. Take 15 minutes.
I love it. Right. So the Phoenix Mercury.
You're welcome.
Fell to the Minnesota Lynx.
What?
Wah, wah. Ended an 8-game winning streak, and the Mercury currently was not an 8-game winning streak. 8-game series win streak. I don't know what that means.
In the time that they have played the Lynx.
Oh, perfect. Because I said 8-game winning streak because I read it really quickly. That's not right. Their season now is 8-5. So they've had 8 wins, 5 losses. 3 of those losses have been to the Lynx. And every time they've met the Lynx, they've lost to them, and they have 2 more meetings with them before the All-Star break at the end of this month.
No. Minnesota's supposedly pretty good.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Last game, their key player, Simone Augustus, they have all key players. Yeah. Maya Moore, they have Lindsay Whalen, they have Simone Augustus. I mean,
I'm the worst lesbian in the world. I have no idea what you're saying right now.
This is the only thing I know. Gaze. But they've got... oh God! Another really, really, really super big, giant, tall, dykey-looking lesbian who is ridiculously good. Yeah, no, she's so good.
Who is all of the players on every WNBA team?
No, this
Katie?
Girl is, but she is fucking awesome. So she's allowed to have any haircut she wants. Yeah. But anyway, they've lost all games to the Lynx, so we're a little bit sad. The Lynx put up an incredible defense. De Rossi. Yeah. Diana Taurasi only scored 4 points against them.
Wow.
And she's been a lead leaguer.
What did you say? What was that you just said?
A lead leaguer.
Glee.
She's been a league
awesome
leader.
Okinawa.
All season.
Sean, can you drive Katie home, please?
A league leader.
Drive us both. She's
a league leader. Glee.
Oh, so fun.
That's awesome.
anyway, so they play again tomorrow at noon versus the Minnesota Lynx. love you, Jordan. Yeah.
Clayton.
We all love him.
Or ma'am.
Oh, look how cute that
is. He is cute.
And doesn't he look like everything else I've ever chased in my life?
Yeah. He is so cute.
But he's white.
But he's adorable. My consistency is adorable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is cute.
Yeah. Can I show you a younger picture of Ruben Contreras?
Oh my God.
Good. Keep talking.
Yes, please do. He's cute too. So anyway, we play the Minnesota Lynx again tomorrow at noon here at the.
Going.
Yes. Sean's going with me. Nobody's listening, but I am excited
first
for it.
Game.
Yeah, it's Sean's very first Mercury game, and we're sitting on the court.
You're a Mercury virgin.
Courtside. I'll also make another non sequitur into our Mercury COO, Amber Cox, who is actually not from Joplin. Her mother lives in Joplin.
Oh, okay. Just happens to live there?
Well, her mother, my mom lives there. She's actually from Monette.
Okay, I know where Monette is, right?
But lived in Columbia for 10 years.
Okay.
Mom is in Joplin. Her name is Vicky Gripka.
Don't know the name.
Okay, because I said maybe he would know it. Anyway, okay. So that's why she's been involved. So, okay, side note.
Got it.
Another story. There is a really fabulous young man, a kid, 12 years old, who came down was diagnosed with cancer when he was 14 months ago. And he lives in Ohio, big Ohio State fan, as you can imagine, coming from Ohio. And he named the disease Michigan. And he set out as a gigantic sports fan to beat
Michigan.
And he did.
Aww. That's cool.
Oh, I can't. Literally, I can't even contain it.
Mm,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
We're talking New Kids again. So the fan, Grant Reed, was released from Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus on Friday after a final chemotherapy session. Grant's father, Troy, said his son was readmitted to the hospital over the weekend because of bacterial infection, but excuse me, a bacterial infection, but he is doing very well. That they watched all OSU games from his hospital room on the weekends, and he was admitted to receive chemo last fall. They love the fact that he named his cancer Michigan. It set gave him a goal, like a tangible goal every weekend to beat his cancer.
Okay.
Kind of cool. I'm glad that he doing well. Andy Murray needed one more point. One solitary point to win Wimbledon, a title he earned to earn for himself and, of course, also for his country. Britain has endured 77 years since one of his own claimed the men's top trophy at the revered tournament, and he did it.
Well, I heard
I'm not good at math. Was it the 37, 38?
I heard
19 something.
Wait, the what? No, 77 years. So 77 years that Britain has ever had a Wimbledon winner.
What year, so what year? 1936?
Oh, I don't know.
Bad at math.
Well, yeah, no, I can't do that. I was like 77 years. I don't know what year that means.
Just but 77 years ago.
I heard this weekend that he's now going from making $27 million a year to now $75 million a year.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, yeah, 36. That was it.
36. But I was, which is amazing. I can't imagine living with the being a competitor in a sport in a country like that, and that much time has gone, and nobody won it. So the pressure is on you regardless. I mean, you want to play and be your best anyway, but I'm like, all of a sudden, the country is plant, you know. Okay, first it's 5 years, and it's 10, then it's 20, and they're like, God damn it, just play harder. And finally, I don't know, I just thought that was interesting. When I heard that he finally won, I'm like, that's a lot. He is going to be really held in high regard.
Well, and I don't know what the record was or if there even was one. I just remember with the Olympics, he's the one who won the gold at the Olympics.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, you're right.
That was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Whatever it was, if there was a record there, if there was something... But that was a big deal. And so now for this?
Now he gets Wimbledon. Right.
Well, additionally, he totally made a comeback. He trailed 4-1 in the second set Sunday and 4-2 in the third. And each time he just like kind of made little strides until he came back to win it. So,
and he beat Nadal? No.
Djibouti?
Djibouti?
Okinawa.
Okinawa, right.
Such a good player.
Okinawa, Djibouti. It was an intense.
In six sets.
40 love.
What?
That's a nice Djibouti you got there.
I call you Okinawa. You leave my Djibouti out.
Oh, don't touch my Djibouti.
Excuse my
beauty.
So listen, we all know that Arizona's been talking crazy about... last couple of weeks, 9 days is all it's been since the Yarnell fire.
Yep.
Really cool story I heard just briefly on the way over here is that, you know, there's been a fund set up to donate to those families, surely, for all of the expenses and et cetera. Most of those families have lost their financial support and stability, their husbands. Sure. So,
Their husbands, the majority of them, did not have insurance.
Right, sure.
They were full-time employees.
God.
And so
the 100 Club is a really extraordinary organization, mm-hmm. right? But what's really exciting is people have been giving money to a number of organizations, and I didn't totally catch it on the way up here. I don't know if it's NAU. I think more likely it's Prescott College or Yavapai Community College has offered free... college tuition to all of the families from all of the families affected. So that's including the wives. If the wives want to go back to school, when the kids go to school, they all have been offered free college tuition, which is wonderful. So
great. I watched that today. I actually listened to it on
KTAR throughout the day. Oh. And, you know, as much as like a college tuition doesn't bring your dad back, like how incredible that's such a small thing, but it's so great.
Yeah.
So great.
I have a friend who teaches at Yavapai College.
Oh.
Maggie teaches there.
Because they said up in northern Arizona, and I clicked NAU because I went there, but I think it was Yavapai.
I went there too.
That would make sense.
Yeah. For almost a year. They kicked me out.
The ceremony of it was pretty wonderful today. Watching that, and I know you hadn't wanted to talk too much about it, but the sole survivor.
I can't imagine the pressure on that one individual.
One guy. Yeah. The Survivor's Guilt.
When he read that prayer, I cried. I was like listening to it on the radio, and I was like totally in tears.
Yeah, it was pretty intense, and it was and he got up there, and you could see beforehand the person who was to announce him stood there and just kind of just looked off to the side where he was going to come up and stood there for quite a while. Like, it seemed like much longer than it probably was, but stood there and just kind of looked, and I'm sure it was so he could gain his composure. Because he hasn't wanted to talk to anybody. Nope. He hasn't wanted to do anything. And he came out, and all of a sudden he gets done reading, and I think everyone was kind of like, okay, we'll clap. So that he can feel ready to go, and it's fine. And all of a sudden he kind of breaks, and he's like, I miss my brothers.
Oh, I miss and like, totally
done.
Totally.
Like, and, you know, and my family, and thank you, and blah, blah. And he was, but I just sat there and I thought, I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. And, you know, because he had given him the go ahead, and then everything looked right, but this was just a vortex that you couldn't know.
Nobody could know.
Nothing.
Right.
It was a really nice memorial.
It really was. Mm. It was. There were some singers that shouldn't have been singing, but I digress. But I mean, Okinawa, seriously. Digress.
So on to sports, right? So the D-backs are honoring the fallen firefighters in the following ways: from now or from the 5th to the 14th, while they're here at home, they have newly created black tribute jerseys with Arizona across the front and a white patch over the.
Well, gotta be racial.
Bearing the number 19. They're one-of-a-kind game-worn tribute jerseys and nameplates that they are wearing. They are also going to go up for auction after they wear them, and proceeds will all benefit their efforts to fundraising for the organization. Proceeds from their 50-50 raffle, supported by Western Refining, will benefit the families of the tragedy. So that's really exciting and important. All active, reserve, retired, and veteran military personnel, as well as active or retired fire and police personnel, will get 50% off of all the tickets.
Oh, I love it.
And they're all supporting the 100 Club, the American Red Cross, and other charities that are assisting the families. So very exciting.
Thank you, D-backs.
Chance for the D-backs to jump in there, and they're doing it.
They're really good about that stuff.
Yeah, we love the D-backs. Yeah. They're a good hometown team.
Yep.
So our last news in sports is that a Pro Bowler is the first openly gay male athlete nominated for an ESPY Award. It's been a year full of milestones for gay athletes.
Do you know
athletes.
What an ESPY Award is?
Yes.
Something sports related?
It's like the Emmys, but for athletes, right?
What's so it stand for?
ESPN
Award. Oh.
ESPY.
Oh, instead of Ed Sports Network, it's Sports Something Y.
Yep. Okay, yep. We love it.
Done.
We love it. We love it. That's good.
So
there we go.
Know that Jason Collins came out as the first gay NBA player, and Robbie Rogers, the first soccer player, and Brittany Griner, who is openly gay, the first pick in the WNBA draft.
She's 14 feet tall, by the way.
God, I love her so much.
Like 14 feet tall.
She's amazing. I hope she dunks tomorrow.
We saw her. Marnie and I saw her in an elevator, and she walked in, and we were both like this. So
another one of my friends saw her, too, and
Hi.
She's stunningly fabulous.
I think she senses that you're watching her.
So Scott Norton is a professional bowler and the first gay male athlete to be nominated. As I said, he said he's so excited. For the first of what he hopes will be a long line of world-class openly gay male athletes nominated for this prestigious award. Earlier this year, ESPN aired footage of him and his husband kissing. Oh, they're the guys that kissed.
Yay for kissing.
After he won a tournament. So we're really excited for him. Actually, Brittany Griner is also nominated for two awards, though she is not the first openly gay female athlete nominated, including tennis players Martina Navratilova and Emily Mosser or something.
Did y'all talk about that when that NFL player came out? I don't know if I was listening to the show that night. Big Brother might be on. But but about the fact that NFL player or NBA player came out. I was
Jason.
Listening to part of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
I was hanging up laundry. Yeah. Because there had been WNBA players who have been out forever and ever and ever and ever. But they're making a big deal about this NBA player.
Because it's more mainstream.
Chicks don't count?
Well, because it's just been more mainstream. Like they're saying, I forget what the number is, six main big like NFL, MLB, NHL,
right.
So though they're there and they're valid and they're doing their thing, they weren't a mainstream thing. So that's what I think that's what they were calling it out about.
Hey, you guys, should we make another round of pina coladas?
Really? You better hurry. All right. Is that it was sports?
Sports.
Sports. Sports. All right, Aaron, the pressure's on. We are going
No. Sean.
What?
Sean.
I have
not
Remember, Sean had it.
I thought.
I didn't pass it.
Oh, that's right. You're doing Death Watch. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
She's doing Death Watch.
Well, then wait a minute.
Thoughtful vulgarity.
No. We're good.
Clayton, I didn't see pie chart. Tell me what's next.
I don't.
Whoa. Hold on.
Hang on. So
I have thoughtful vulgarity.
Okay, so you got. We're death watching. Are you ready?
Hold on.
You think we're good? We don't need a pie chart for this. We're off the chart. We're out. Well, I'm sorry. We'll get there. You ready? You think we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Death watch.
Death watch!
Okay. Now, all of these people are still alive.
Insider trader.
Now, Marty,
insider so information.
Okinawa, you have some insider trading.
Insider trader.
What?
We keep Jerry Lewis. For sure.
Really?
We keep Jerry
Lewis.
Now,
why is it? What is it you know?
Well, I happen to know somebody who smokes a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And bakes.
Smokes and bakes?
Ooh. Do they also make NYPD pizza?
Yep.
Okay. And anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. Is familiar.
What are you?
And so I got some. Okay. I got some insider trader information that as much as we don't want to think that that could happen, apparently it is impending.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Maybe even more than Mandela, which is, that means.
Really?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I know.
He's so close.
I know.
Yeah,
by the way,
but
Sean, that was fucking hysterical that you put that on my wall. That was hysterical.
But if he's on life support, I mean, he could live indefinitely. On life support, right.
I know. They just need to pull the plug.
Fucking Terry Schiavo.
Oh, does he not have a DNR? Does Mandela not have a DNR?
Well, he was in prison for so long. Maybe, you know, they didn't. No, and I'm
which
not
is different
smart
than
smart
a D&D.
Maybe.
A D and not disturb is very different.
No, and I'm not totally being
Katie
smart.
Katie is wasted.
Oh, wow. This
and
is
making
dangerous.
She's very busy.
Katie
she doesn't
June.
Know what she's
oh.
doing. Here she comes. She's bringing another blender
wow.
in. All right. So do we want to change?
Her.
So we're leaving Jerry Lewis. Are we changing anything else
what
on this?
What about that whole 2020 thing? Talk to me about it.
Well, Barbara Walters. Okay, so we got Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs, and
yeah,
they're both old as dirt.
So close.
Hugh Downs.
Seriously.
Maybe. All right. So
No. I'm not saying we should take him off. I'm just saying, like, you know, just talk to me about it.
Do we want
to
put Randy Travis in on this?
Well.
He's close.
He's very close.
Well, he's in critical condition after
it
a surgery.
It would be a lot of points if he did.
It really would be.
He's still alive now, but.
Yeah.
Well, they're all alive
now. All alive.
We don't put dead people on the death pool.
Maybe we should, actually.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. Because they come
So
back
do you want to take 2020 off and let's put Randy Travis in there?
Yeah. I am.
2020's been on for a while.
2020's been on for the entire thing.
Okay. So let's. So go ahead. So, oh,
and
my,
now
our
you
music
know
ended.
That means that somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
Hugh Downs is kicking the bucket like next
He's
week.
Totally dead right now. We just don't know it.
We don't know it?
No, I'm just guessing.
I have much better handwriting when I'm sober.
Do what?
I have much better handwriting when I'm sober.
Isn't that funny how you think that?
Weird. No, I can write like a teacher sometimes.
Hang on. Okinawa! We're making more blended pina coladas.
We have no idea.
And by the way, Donnie in Japan wants us to make a pina colada for him. So.
Oh, I'll drink it for you, Donnie. Don't worry.
All right. Aaron's got it.
All right.
I'm there for you. And also, ESP stands for Excellence in Sports Performance Yearly Award.
By the way, ESPSB stands for... That was my favorite.
That's, God damn it. Okay, so that's Death Watch. Are we good? We've updated? Even. Oh, God.
Whoa.
You almost wore that, Aaron.
That
was quick.
I got so much of that.
Okay, so we're good.
She is her and Donnie. That's for her and Donnie.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, right. That is.
She's drinking for Donnie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
And I'm hoping everybody else is drinking, too.
I'm drinking for two.
We've got our some of us have our aunt mugs. We're good.
It's the aunt mug.
Apparently, if you call
Did
us.
Did you see my old assistant principal's comment last week?
Yes. You dropped your cap. Sorry. Yes. And I'm like, well.
She was really upset.
Sorry about it.
She's really upset.
Sorry about it.
Let it go. Okinawa yourself.
Oh, go Okinawa.
Yeah.
All of course.
So we have Dr. Drew's death day.
Oh, there is that.
Talk about it.
So now.
Death day.
I think it's, hang on, I gotta do this. I have so much going on. Okay, so.
Very busy.
We are very busy. I gotta change one thing. Oh, shit. This one. All right, I think we're good. Al, it's going to be good for Al because Al gets to listen to himself from the from beyond. He's
and now.
So yes, yeah, right.
I was like, that's not Al.
No, not yet.
No,
shave
we're
my head.
We have 25 minutes left. We're going to come back with Thoughtful Vulgarity, and I think we're going to start it this way right now.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Okay, Thoughtful Vulgarity, we're going to turn this over to Sean Nerdahl, who's with us tonight, Katie June's dance partner for Dancing with the Bars.
The most handsome partner.
What?
Yeah.
Love that.
Best looking dance partner. Around.
Okay, so now it's Thoughtful Vulgarity. Sean has the floor. Take it away, Sean.
Okay, so my question has to do with gay marriage. And since the 2 weeks ago with the Supreme Court and the DOMA and all that stuff that has happened, Mike, who is the person that I've been dating for almost a year now.
Let's clarify. His name is
Mike Chesworth.
Oh, Mike
Chesworth.
Why did you call him?
Mike who?
Mike,
comma, who?
Oh, Mike
I've
who?
I've been dating
I thought his name was,
a year.
I thought his name was Mike
who?
Who? Like okay. Mike
but
who?
It also sounded like it could have been Mike who.
Unintentional
by the way,
racism.
I was all got about so an Asian. Mike who?
So Chesworth, right. Got it. Okay.
So yes. The gentleman Hi, that Mike. I have been dating
Got it,
for thank almost a year now.
Jesus, it's been that long already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Since last Dancing with the Bars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yay.
Who's the video? Doesn't do the video for the
show? He's actually dating him for Advantage this year, so don't get it twisted.
He's going to get the best shots ever.
But,
okay.
So after that whole thing happened last Wednesday, he asked me a question that I think I should ask everybody.
Oh, not will you marry me?
No. It wasn't will you marry me, but his question was, would you take my last name?
Oh,
and so,
that's a good question.
You know, it is kind of an interesting question because gay marriage isn't, there's no tradition really. There, you know, in heterosexual marriage, usually the woman takes the man's last name.
Or it's hyphenated.
Or hyphenated. Right? But what do you do as a gay couple, as a lesbian couple? What is the protocol? Like, do you take one person's last name or the other? Do you keep both of your last names? Do you make a new last name? I mean...
Sean, I'm just going to point out that I love this question.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Al typically asks harder ones and then looks at me and says I go first. But Katie is always the one that goes first.
Actually, the way
I'm
that,
actually totally ready for this.
No, but the way that you get around that is,
yeah.
It's always the first person
to the right,
right.
Yeah.
who asks
well,
the question.
By the way, I would be absolutely fine with that, but I'm like, bitch.
Sure you would.
Good.
Right.
What
so Katie,
that's
so Katie,
good question.
Okay,
good
so
question.
I'm excited for it because I'm ready. Because while I'm not married, I am long-term committed with a child.
With a child,
yeah,
right.
And, you know, we thought about this a lot before we had Palmer, and so it made it really super real for us because we didn't, you know, what are we going to do? And I know it sounds silly, but my last name is part of my identity, and, like, I'm not going to change it. And I was not ever ready to change it. And to be totally honest, when I was younger, when I used to – this is probably, like, the first sure sign I wasn't, like, ready to be married because I was in, like, fourth grade. I would say things to my parents like, I'm never giving up my last name. I'm never going to do that. This mm-hmm. is, like – and it could just be, like, a weird – you know, it could just be, like, a very weird connection that I have to my name. Who knows why, but it's a part of my identity. So when I started working in politics, I – met so many couples who were high-powered, either political or business or attorneys or just whatever the case be, so many powerful people, women, who did not take their husband's last names. I have and I didn't know that this was like a thing that you could do because when I used to say it when I was younger, I thought I was just making it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm never going to take my husband's last name. And
you're right.
Yes, that's actually
yes.
Sorry.
You won't ever do that.
Yep, I'm not going to do that. But I loved all of a sudden seeing all these women who kept their own last names
And it was perfectly acceptable and completely normal. Women who are married, women who had children, women who are in careers or not in careers. I mean, just like really totally a normal thing that I started to see. And it made me feel really, really, really good about my decision to not change my name. And Kelly doesn't want to change her name. And we decided to hyphenate for Palmer's sake. Excuse me. Because we both want that.
And how did you name decide? And how did you decide first?
Who goes first?
Let me tell you what.
The chicken or the egg?
June Flating sounds dumb. But Flating June sounds even worse. So we went with June Flating. And, I feel like a little bit envious of my friends, Kim and Jody, whose last names are Smith and Miller. Because their son's name is Bennett Smith Miller. Right. That's cute. Palmer June Flating isn't cute, so I secretly call her too. Palmer June. And Kelly knows that I do all the time. Yeah. Palmer June, which we considered doing June as a middle name.
Middle name, sure.
But, like, that's my last name, and that was important to me. I know it's so silly, but it's a good question. Because
no, I would say, because, and I'm not discounting anybody in the relationship by any means, but you've carried Palmer. You carried, right, and that shot out of your cannon.
Yes.
And so.
That would be hard for me, because I'd be the one that would not. In this relationship.
Yeah, and that's what Kelly
tell you right now. I wouldn't want to be fucking reminded of that every 10 seconds. Right. Like, that
honey,
kind of thing.
It'd still be our baby.
No, I'm just saying that's what the name first.
I'm not saying you're implying. Yeah. I'm saying, but like, around every
first
quarter.
Like first, coming first.
That would be the first.
Right. Yeah, and see, I would just go alphabetical.
Who carried? Well, I can understand that, but yeah. I would go with who carried.
I think
even your name was Weissenowski, you know, Flating.
God, that
Palmer Weissenowski Flating.
I feel like, yeah, whatever sounds better.
Whatever's pretty.
I have a really good friend, my best friend Jordan, whose middle name is her mom's maiden name.
Yeah.
Jasper.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, it's... Yeah,
but it's an
too.
Interesting question, because we have thought about it quite a bit. Kelly's asked me a number of times if we were to legally marry, would I take her last name? And I think she would really like that if I would do that, but
with Palmer...
But Katie Flating sounds fine.
Yeah,
it does not.
Katie June Flating.
No,
but time out. The reason I'm asking is because you already have Palmer.
I know. We already have Palmer's legally hyphenated last name.
Right.
I just wouldn't. I know it sounds so silly.
No, it doesn't.
And
no,
I'm not judging. I know a woman who her name, and I suppose there's nothing wrong in saying it. Her name is Cynthia Lee Lewis. She was a professional by that name. And then she married someone, and his last name was different, and they were having kids, and they said legally she changed her name to his last name, and professionally she kept it Cynthia Lee Lewis. She never changed. So it's interesting if you Google her or look her up, like by any legal documents, you'll find her by her husband's name, which you'll never find because nobody knows it.
Sure.
It's interesting.
Sure.
But I just feel like it's such a huge part of my identity. Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to give that up.
I think that's fair. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
How about you, sir?
I think I'm going to go.
Are you going to be Contreras?
Clayton Contreras?
Yeah.
Well,
CC Music Company?
CCM?
Factory? Music Factory?
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
Music Company.
What was their song, by the way?
I'm going to make you sweat.
What?
Right?
Okinawa.
CNC Music? Well, unfortunately, I don't think I'm ever going to have Contreras as part of my name. But if the world shines the way, we'll figure that out later.
Invite me to the wedding. If the world shines the way.
Please. No, but I think I'm going along with what you said. Maybe on legal docs for reasons of property or from something else, but I don't think I would ever change going by what I've been known as for 44 at this
and
point, 44 years.
Because of what you do.
You
right.
are such
with
a,
your name.
Like, you're,
right.
you're a local star.
Clayton
you're a
McKee.
Personality.
Right. So I don't want to change it. I don't want to lose that. And I also... And I'm sure, and celebrities do this all the same way. Not that all their names are really theirs either, but, I don't know anybody. I'm just going to throw out Kate Jackson. I don't know if that's really her name. Is her name really sure. Kate, Yarnell? Or is it, Kate Smith or something else? I'm saying, you're known as, that's your trademark, if you will. Because to me, like, for you, Katie June is a trademark. Yeah. It's like, that's who you are. So
yes.
you stick with that. And people know, also, who's Clayton Contreras? What?
Right.
You mean Clayton McKee.
Right.
So, if we would ever get that, I don't think I would. I think for legal docs, maybe you would. Just because that way that you know that there is that connection or it's a beneficiary, however you go with it. But no, I don't think I would never. At one point, a long time ago, I literally thought of changing my my last name to go back to, like my mom. My mom went back to her maiden name
right.
after a few years. And my grandfather could not have been happier. When she went back to the last name, our family name of Luganville,
sure.
He was completely thrilled with that. And I did at one point, many years ago, I was probably in my late teens, early 20s, I did think about changing my last name to that, but Clayton Luganville doesn't have the same ring.
And if you had been, that had been your selling feature here, is Clayton Luganville, then
Clayton McKee would have been weird.
It would have been weird, yeah. Right. But I agreed, like, we don't know how to hear it differently.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
Like, I can't imagine you being, Marnie Henderson wouldn't work for me. You're Marnie Ryer.
Correct.
Mm. That just would, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's just different.
I've not heard anybody else say that. Well, so I'm like,
you're welcome. Okinawa.
Okahu?
So, you know, I mean.
But it's cute. Henderson's cute.
If it, what'd you say?
That Christian loophole.
You're going to ride that up. So, you know, if down the road somewhere on some document I were to ever see Clayton McKee Contreras,
sure.
Fine.
Accepted.
Wonderful.
All
but,
right.
No, I don't know. I would never change my name.
So Harrison actually says she likes the idea of making a new last name that is representative of the two people involved.
Yeah. Yep.
But she understands, like, where we're coming from, that she wouldn't dream of changing it. And Al says that Donna Summer's name was legally...
Yeah, Donna Susano. Right. But she was always known as Donna Summer. And
which is interesting, right? It's just like you make that name for yourself, that even whether it's yours or not,
sure.
You know, right. You make a name.
You bet.
Like all of a sudden, like, not the best segue, but like McDonald's, all of a sudden, it's McCarthy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're always going to say McDonald's.
Right.
You stick with a brand.
And people will continue
even like
to
the
say
smallest
that.
Things, right? Like, you know who does that is the mountain that changed names. Squaw Peak.
Squaw Peak. Right? Paestua
Peak. I don't
Peak.
Know anyone Paestua that Peak. Hikes Squaw or mm-hmm. hikes Paestua.
No, it's
I
always
Squaw Peak. Right.
I do
but
too.
I went out with a guy for drinks the other night, and he is new here. He's only lived here for a few months, and he's like, oh, and I hiked Paestua the other day. And I'm like, what?
Where?
I know. And it was so interesting because I'm like, oh, I just don't call it that.
And that's a very good point.
Al's totally right. Like with the, as you pointed out, with the woman... In a male-female relationship, the woman typically mm-hmm. takes on the man's name.
Right.
But what about guys?
I've never actually... It's funny you bring this up because I have never heard that brought up in relation to the gay marriage thing. How does that work? Sure. Is there somebody... Because always typically it was the woman that took...
Sure. Well, like
Pat Robertson probably had something to do with that.
Vomit.
Probably. Vomit.
Braun Pfeiffer. And, oh.
what
and
they
Brandon
do?
Brohl, it's
Braun
Brohl Pfeiffer. And Brandon Brohl Pfeiffer.
But that sounds really good.
Yeah, but they did it. And again, I honestly don't know how they did it. I always thought they just did it alphabetically.
I just thought it sounded better.
I think
Pfeiffer Brohl sounds
Pfeiffer
fine.
Brohl actually does sound really good.
I mean, it sounds like mm-hmm. a law firm. I'm going to Pfeiffer Brohl. But I think
got a rep, need a check?
That's why I always have just the idea of alphabetical. It's like you don't have to flip a fucking coin. It's right here, but that's just my thought.
Well, next on the hot seat is Aaron Henderson.
So maybe I have unique perspective in this room is that I did have
we all have a shitty perspective, so you're saying
yeah, that? Yeah, I'm right, and you're all wrong.
Ow!
Look no, Henderson has a huge legacy. There's a Henderson Day in Hartford City, Indiana, where my grandparents are from, where my dad's from.
Henderson, Nevada.
There's a Henderson, right? Not relation yeah. to
no.
me. But there's a, truthfully, Henderson has a big, long history as far as my family's concerned. And I went to Kirchhoff when I got married. I'm divorced, 2.5 years divorced, 3 years separated, pretty much. And it took me... Because I changed to Kirchhoff, and then I started my career. And like you said, politically, I'm very politically involved. I went through Center for Progressive Leadership here in Arizona, and I've been involved in campaigns, and I've been involved in Arizona Education Association and all. I was my union president in my local association. So all of that is Kirchhoff. So I left my ex-husband, and it took me, a year and a half to change back to Henderson because I was professionally
there's a fear. Of losing that identity.
So if you Google right, if you Google Aaron Kirchhoff, you're gonna find all my political stuff, everything that I was a part of, as far as in the paper, and I was in the New York Times as Aaron Kirchhoff, and all of that.
Ooh,
I know I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Famous. Hashtag famous.
Hashtag famous.
Hashtag she's all mine.
But I have to tell you, I've identified with Henderson my whole life. Kirchhoff didn't feel right ever. It always sounded funny. And being,
like, it was forced?
Like, it was forced. Because
to me, when I, and oddly, when you say that, like, when I think of Harrison, Henderson, Kirchhoff, I don't know if it's not the K, it's just, it sounded forced, like you had to say
right,
it.
Right. Aaron yeah. Kirchhoff is not me. It's the person, maybe who I was when I was married to my ex-husband, who was not at all who I really am. Aaron Henderson is who I was born, Aaron Kathleen Henderson. And so I love my partner, and I will spend the rest of my life with her, but I think I'm pretty happy being back to Aaron Henderson.
I like you being back to Aaron Henderson. Sure.
And it's totally who I am, right. And
isn't
it's my
so
family.
Interesting how it just like makes you feel. It's like a
it
really
does.
Big part of you.
Changing to Kirchhoff, I had serious doubts about marrying my ex-husband, but I also had serious doubts about changing my name. I really did. And
I couldn't do it.
If I had my life to do all over again, and if I was stupid enough to marry my ex-husband, who was a nice person, I wouldn't have changed my name.
Yeah,
I fit as Henderson.
Al's in the chat room, and he wants us to bring up the men baby party.
You want me to smell Mark? Okay.
And I'm not what?
Smell her?
No, smell you. He's talking about smelling you for your.
She smells delightful.
Okay. I'm not fully understanding what he's saying in regards to the men baby part. I guess
are you drunk?
If two men
adopt a child or had
whose last name is
it? Yeah, whose last name did they take?
Right. Could be the same exact thing.
Yeah, like a hyphenated name.
I mean, not one has had the baby or whatever, but
So,
but it could be the one sperm
I
is being
used. Guess
lots
of people would hyphenate. I think that most. I don't know. I think most gay couples, I would think, who don't have take their spouse's name hyphenate. Most of them that I know.
Do you think, like, if you use... So, tell me again, your partner's name is...
My last name is Nerdal, and Mike's is Chesford.
Mike. So, if it was your sperm that made the baby, maybe take Mike's last name so it had part of you and part of mm-hmm. him.
That could
maybe.
Be.
But would you be Chestnut willing to
doll?
Give up your last name?
You like
now?
When you change the name to Chess like Chestnut doll?
No. What's his last name?
Chesworth.
Mm-hmm. So if it was Sean's sperm, it's his baby. It's got his features. It's got his baking abilities and drinking abilities. Then would you give him Mike's last name? The baby's last Mike's last name.
That's a good. It's
part of both of you.
I got no answer because I don't have any desire to have kids.
We get that. Thanks, Al. Men can't carry a baby.
Well, yeah, I think you're right.
We figured that out.
Right.
He learned that at the
however, what? However, apparently you can have a fish in your belly button, but it's a different story.
Nemo.
Go ahead, Marnie.
I can say that along the same lines as what you were talking about, Katie. I mean, just the idea of that identity, that self-identity. I remember with growing up, there was one last name in particular that I always tried to put with my name, you know, because, you know, you're in love. And so I'm going to put this name with my name. And so I tried to be Marnie Buchanan for the longest time. That does not work. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't connect. And so the idea then later on of looking at it and saying, you know, what would I do? I don't know. And I was with Gina for the longest time, and her last name was Pravatsky. I ain't taking that shit.
Love you, Gina. No.
God bless the Polak, but no. Whatever.
Right.
So she'll say Czechoslovakian, but it's not true. but totally. But it's that idea of getting rid of that. And I think for me, the component is that my biological last name was something that up until I was about 20, when I learned from 12 to 20 years old that my last name would have been DeVivo, and I would have been this just little Italian thing that I just
like
always
Rosie
wanted
from
to
the
be.
New Jersey Housewives.
Stop it. Just stop it. But that I, you know, just this little Italian, I always wanted that. And then I had the luxury of being introduced to where that name came from. And over the last bunch of years, getting to know that last name and who that is. And for me, the idea that Ryer is my last name, that I was able to be brought up in this family, that they love me so much for who I am and gave me that name, I'm good. Like, I don't want that to go anywhere. And my nickname is Rye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just all of that. I don't want to be called hen. You know.
Or chicken.
Or
turkey.
Wait, I wonder what you would have been. I wonder if you would have been different if you were Marnie DeVivo.
I would have been supposedly like Antonia or something creepy like that.
God, Tony. No. So crazy. Yeah, if you were like it? Tony DeVivo.
Yeah, what up? You know. We're like, and then you're right. I would have been that thing on The Housewives. But
that thing.
Yeah, because really it's complicated. But no, you do. You look at it and you say, where would I mean, I would have been brought up in New Jersey rather than in Minnesota and all kinds of things. But it's because of that that I like to cling to that name. And because I am the last Ryer, if you will. Like, even though I know it's not the male who's supposed to carry on the name and all that, I would be the last Ryer.
Uh-huh. You're in that line with Buzz.
Right.
No pressure.
Got it.
No. But I mean, obviously, Dad was the last Ryer. And as far as blood related to the Ryer family, he was the last one.
Right.
But to be able to carry that on, yeah, I would love that. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's not in Arizona. It's up with him, not with me. Right. So anyway.
Well, Shauna comes around the table and you get to answer your own question.
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot and I still don't really know what the answer should be because... Like with everybody that says, like, my name is my name, that's who I've been. Would I take somebody else's name? It just takes a lot of, I don't know, it feels weird to be somebody else's name. But I think that goes with the whole thing with now that we're allowed to get married and it's allowed to be legal. Like, that's something that we now have to actually think about. Do we take other names or do we, as like Mike likes to say, the gays make everything better.
And prettier.
They do.
Right, prettier.
The gays move into a neighborhood. All of a sudden, the
property values go up.
The gays make it pretty. The lesbians make it safe.
So, yeah.
Right. That's right.
So true. So the gays are going to make marriage better. So is marriage being better? We keep our last names or do we fall into what they've been doing for centuries of where someone else takes the last name?
Sure.
So it's just really hard. And I've been thinking about it a lot for the last 2 weeks, and I don't know what my answer is. No. Part of it is that's my last name, that's where I've been. But at the other point, like, Chesworth is a better last name than what I have because because everybody misspells my last name. I have so many plaques and awards that have my last name, like, misspelled. And no one knows how to say it. And
I swear to God, if I see another award for me or anything that's in my name, it's M-C-G-E-E.
Oh,
I get McGee. McGee all the time.
I've seen your name
In articles, in interviews I have done, they get it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I totally understand what you're going with.
You know, it's a hard question, and it's something that as our community is allowed to get into the thing that the heterosexuals have been able to do.
Damn breeders.
Like, we have to start. We have to think about
breeders
it.
Breeders can be very good,
but I don't think it's a bad thing for us to keep our last name either.
I agree.
I don't think it changes anything.
Well, if you got rid of my name, it doesn't make me any different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really doesn't. I think that there's just something that we kind of hold on to with it. And depending on people's past and what that last name means to them,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think some people are real ready to get rid of their last name.
Well, yeah, and it's funny.
You know what I mean? They don't want that identity.
All of my college girlfriends who are straight and married with children, they've all followed that normal path and they all have new names. And it's funny because now their new names are their names to me. Now right. I think about their maiden names, and I'm like, that's weird.
I asked my mom and about changing them hers back. She's like, no. Yeah.
No, I knew them all as their maiden names in college, and now it's all new, and now the old ones are weird. But it's just, it's an interesting option that we have.
Sure. It really is.
When I came back to Henderson.
Were that anyone, straight couples, anyone.
Yeah, right.
Anyone,
at the beginning of this year, the fact that some people had only ever known me as Kirchhoff was wild. Yeah. Like, even Marnie.
Because you've always been Henderson.
Okay. I've always, for 34 years, been Henderson. I was only Kirchhoff for 8 years and 7 years. And so the fact that there are some people in my life who've only ever known me as Kirchhoff is wild.
Well, she ran into a student on Sunday.
Yesterday, we rode our bikes to LGO for breakfast. Right. And a student was like, see you later, Kirchhoff, a former student. And I was like, okay,
whoa,
who is that?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that was me. And it took me a long time to get into Kirchhoff, but it was fast going back to Henderson.
Yeah.
It's who I am.
Because you're more used to that.
It's sure. who I right. am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most sure. of your life was that way.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Well, that was a good question, yeah, Sean. That's it for Sean.
Okinawa.
I love it. I love it. Well, here we are. The end of hour three. We've made it through another installment of the show.
Here, here.
On Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee. I'm here with Aaron Henderson. Marnie Ryer.
That's right.
Sean Nerdahl. Katie June.
KatieJune.com.
KatieJune.com. Yes, log on. Yeah. Check on. Donate to Katie June and Sean. They are dancing for Dancing with the Bars. It's a local charity benefiting the Joshua Tree feeding program. Not only do they take care of humans, they take care of their animals as well. You can get them KatieJune.com. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with us. We will leave you with what we leave you with every single week at this time as we close out our hour three of this show. We will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.